goodbye so long and farewell in his debut, Nick Podko, a three-run homer.
Iron Pigs Baseball is brought to you by Air Products, B-Braun, Capital Blue Cross, Coca-Cola, Cyan Sky Copiers.
The pitch. Marshawn, a flare in the shallow left center. He wins it. Dunks into the outfield, and Rafael Marshawn walks it off for the Iron Pigs.
Eastern Lift Truck Company, Good Shepherd Rehabilitation, Hilton Garden Inn, and Staybridge Suites.
The 0-1. And Garcia belts it. Deep left center field. Ortega going back to the track. Goodbye, so long, and farewell in the grandest of ways for Aramis Garcia.
Leader of the pack, Lehigh Valley Health Network, NJM Insurance, Richmar Florists.
And haul the line drive into left center field, a base hit. Kassar comes in to score to tie it, and Peterson right behind him to give the Pigs the lead.
Riverview Country Club, Robertson Insurance, Service Electric, St. Luke's Health Network, TD Bank, The Morning Call, and WFMZ 69 News.
And Wilson tattoos it high in the air, deep towards center. Palmer back, looking up. There it goes! Record tire for Weston Wilson. His second homer in as many innings. Number 29 in the books. Reese Hoskins has company.
Now, let's go live to the Cyan Sky broadcast booth with the voice of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Here's Sam Jelinek.
Just about ready for game three of this six-game set for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs and the Buffalo Bisons. Hi, everybody. Sam Jelinek with you from Cyan Sky Broadcast Booth as the Pigs continue their series against Buffalo, having picked up a 5-4 win last night. Iron Pigs looking to make it a second consecutive victory. They finally got off the scoreless schneid in the fourth inning last night, scoring five runs. Ended up being the only runs they would score in the game, but was ultimately enough to get them across the finish line as Mick Abel, as well as a cadre of relievers, turned in a good enough performance to get the Iron Pigs back above 500 here in the second half at 29-28. Overall in the season, the Pigs 63-68, while Buffalo now 60-73 overall, 23-36 in the bottom half of the IL second half standings. Bisons trying to avoid finishing in last place right now, two games up on the Louisville Bats. Bisons forced to go with another bullpen game here today. It'll be Andrew Bash to open for the Bisons. Bash has worked multiple innings, including starts this season against Lehigh Valley, but he's only slated to go 3-4 innings at most today. They had Easton Lucas open for them yesterday, throw three scoreless. So with that, let's go ahead and get you the rest of the starting lineups now. Brought to you by PSECU. PSECU, where members achieve more for the Pigs. David Dahl is DH leading things off. Buddy Kennedy, the third baseman, bats second. Derek Hall, the first baseman, in third. Jim Haley, the shortstop, bats fourth. Batting fifth, Trevor Schwecke. He gets the start from left. In center, Matt Gruen hitting sixth. Batting seventh, Carlos Daly cruising right. Aramis Garcia doing the catching and batting eighth. And Diego Gonzalez, his second start with the Iron Pigs, will bat ninth and play second base with Colby Allard on the bump for the Pigs. Flip side of the card for the Bisons, Stuart Barroas in left leading off, then Rafael Lantigua, the second baseman, followed by Alan Roden, the IL Player of the Month for August, batting third, playing right. Josh Kosevich, the shortstop, hits fourth. Riley Chirano, the first baseman, fifth. Hitting sixth, Jonathan Colase, the center fielder, batting seventh. Damiano Palmigiani, the third baseman, batting eighth. Nick Raposo, the DH. Max McDowell does the catching, batting ninth. With Andrew Bash in the hill, ready to roll, with David Dahl standing in from the left side to lead it off. First pitch of the ballgame from Bash sails up and away all the way to the backstop. And that is a very eventful start to this ballgame. Ball one, first pitched at 6:07. Underway up in Buffalo. Looks to be pretty good playing conditions up there. Bash, right-handed pitcher. From the belt, the pitch. And Dahl rips it on a line, but it's foul. Now first base side, 1-1. 79 degrees under clear skies up at Salem Field in Buffalo, New York. Dahl leading off for the first time in what feels like a while. He was a mainstay at the top of the order, leading off to the Pigs during his hot stretch. That was back in May. Had those three leadoff homers, 2-1 week against Columbus. 1-1, change up, down and in. 2-1. Dahl, 14 homers now, 34 RBIs. hitting .296. Had an RBI single last night, and you remember that play? I called it an RBI double, and we all thought it was a double. 2-1, breaking ball down the middle. 2-2, but it turns out there is a little bit of baseball minutia in scorekeeping that I honestly didn't even know about. I hadn't seen it applied, and that's the because Dahl doubled to left, or not specifically left, but because he doubled 2-2 down the left field line, out of play, Dahl able to stay alive. Shouldn't say he doubled, because he got to second base on a play where there was a runner starting at first who got thrown out at third. That was Cal Stevenson, who got thrown out trying to go first to third. Even though Dahl was at second base regardless of the throw, he didn't advance in the throw. 2-2, breaking ball from Bash way high away, full count. But because Stevenson was thrown out at third, you cannot credit Dahl with a double. Same idea persists if a runner from first tries to score on a would-be triple but is thrown out. The hitter is not credited with a triple. They're only credited with a double. 3-2, Dahl able to poke another one foul. Still a full count. Andrew Bash getting the start for the Bisons. 6 feet tall, 200-pound righty. Undrafted free agent after the 2021 draft. 3-0 with a 3.33 ERA this season for the Bisons. Most of his outings, multi-inning affairs. 3-2, slider on the outside corner, called strike three. It's all down looking here to begin the ball game. One gone, brings up Buddy Kennedy, gives us a good chance to set the defense for the Bisons. Around the outfield, it's Stuart Baroa in left, Jonathan Classe is in center, Alan Roden in right. Damiano Palmigiani's at third base, Josh Kosevich at short, Rafael Antigua the second baseman, Riley Tirada at first, Max McDowell of catching for Andrew Bash, the righty working from the stretch, kicks and delivers home to Buddy Kennedy, and the sinker is down and away, all one. One and oh on Buddy Kennedy. Couple of base hits yesterday, multi-hit game, 1-0 pitch, late on it, popped foul, back and out of play, 1-1. Buddy hitting .299, 10 homers, 32 RBIs for the Pigs. Might be wondering why David Dahl leading off today, and that's because Cal Stevenson not in the lineup, not on the Iron Pigs roster anymore, or at least for the moment. 1-1 on Kennedy, the pitch. Fastball spotted perfectly. Outside corner at the knees. 1-2. Cal was recalled earlier today by the Phillies as they put Austin Hayes on the IL with a kidney infection, which is unbelievably scary as far as things to go on the IL for. 1-2. Kennedy reaches for it, taps it foul just outside the bag at third. Stays alive here. Still 1-2. There's no real update on what Hayes is dealing with outside of that his kidney's infected, and obviously he's getting treated for it. And that's a very random and atypical thing to be put on the IL for in baseball. 1-2, Kennedy waits back at the slider, spoils it out into the seats down the right field side. Still 1-2. So hopefully Hayes is getting the attention and care that he needs to get feeling right, but for the time being, he's going to be on the IL, and Cal Stevenson makes his way back up to the big leagues for his second stint in the Phillies this season. 1-2, Kennedy tried to wait out a breaking ball, swung on, missed though. Down strikes, back-to-back punch outs. Andrew Bash. Bash has actually started two games against the Pigs this season, both of them coming in 1 week back in June. Threw really well. 9 2/3 innings total, allowed just 2 runs. Derek Hall up next. Derek digs in to the left side, hitting .247 on the season. Bash from the stretch, first pitch to Hall. Gets his arms extended, but gets under it. A pop-up out to shallow right. Second baseman Antigua calling everybody off. Makes the call to catch. Tires Hall, and the inning over. Pigs down in order to begin the ball game, and we go to the bottom of the first. It's the Iron Pigs nothing, and the Bisons coming to bats here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Happy 811 Day. Are you planting a tree or installing a fence? Call 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. It's your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
If you are looking for retirement living that includes all of your home maintenance and is filled with resort-style services and amenities, look at Morningstar Living's Lifestyle Communities in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. When you live at a Morningstar Living community, you have everything you need for all of your retirement years. Visit www.morningstarliving.org to learn more about the region's premier retirement living solutions.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Home half of the first inning, it's the Iron Pigs nothing, and Buffalo Bisons coming to bat against Colby Allard on the mound. For the Pigs, Allard making a start, 3-7 with a 5.45 ERA this year for Lehigh Valley. Colby on the bump, this is how the defense takes shape behind him. It's Trevor Schwecke in left, Matt Krunas in center, Carlos De La Cruz in right. Buddy Kennedy's at third base, Jim Haley the shortstop, Diego Gonzalez at second base, Derek Hall plays first base, and Aramis Garcia does the catching for Colby. 77 two-thirds innings this year for the Pigs, 72 strikeouts, 33 walks, 6'1", 195-pound lefty, rears back and fires, fastball down the middle to Stuart Baroa. Checked his swing, and a strike all the way. 291 Baroa on the season, 9 homers, 41 RBIs, 0-1, fastball at the knees, 0-2. Colby made his return to the Pigs rotation last week against Syracuse on Saturday night. He threw 5 innings, ended up allowing 3 runs on 3 solo homers, gave up 8 hits, 2 strikeouts, 1 walk. Could have been a far worse start, but it also could have been far better. 0-2 to Baroa. Fastball outside from Allard, 1-2. It's a very strange start, Allard giving up 3 solo shots, including back-to-back bombs to Pablo Reyes and Luke Ritter on back-to-back pitches. 1-2, Baroa reaching for a changeup down the way, able to fight it off. All in all, though, ended up being another win for Colby. Third season with the Pigs, giving him now more with Lehigh Valley than he's got with the Phillies, which was impressive enough that he's got multiple wins with Philadelphia. 1-2, fastball up and away. 2-2. Allard, mostly a 4-pitch mix, forcing fastball, little cutter, slider, changeup, and curveball. Blonde glove raised over his head into his wand. 2-2, Baroa smacks into the air out towards center. Kroon barely has to move. They step to his left, makes the catch. Baroa retired. One away. Brings up Rafael Vantigua. Vantigua playing second base again today, hitting .266, 3 homers, 31 RBIs in the year. Red-handed hitter, Bison stacked the lineup with righties. First pitch to Vantigua shows bunts. Pitch missed outside, ball one. Last time Allard saw the Bisons, bunting played a very crucial role. Allard carried a no-hitter perfect game bid into the sixth inning, retired the first 16 batters he faced. 1-0, Lantigua chopper out towards short on the third hop. Haley surrounds it, throws to first in time to get Lantigua two away. Allard had that perfect game bid working for a while until the man now coming to the plate here, Alan Roden, laid down a bunt base hit, ending Allard's no-hit bid. His perfect game bid done. He ended up giving up a solo homer to Damiano Parmigiani in seventh, the only run of that ball game. That was the game going into the All-Star break. The Pigs lost to Buffalo 1-0. First pitch to Alan Roden. Fastball in the outside corner, 0-1. So we'll see whether or not Allard harbors any hard feelings. At the moment when Roden bunted that ball back in July, when Allard went to go pick up the baseball, he didn't even pick it up. 0-1 fastball down the middle. 0-2, he just kicked it away. He was so frustrated. But he's jumped ahead on Roden here, who's having a really good second half. IL Player of the Month for August, hitting .310 on the season. 0-2, fastball outside. 1-2, 7 homers, 37 RBIs. Roden, third-round pick of the Jays out of Creighton, Omaha, a couple of years ago. 1-2, swing and a miss. Pulled the string on a good changeup, down and in. Allard gets his revenge on Roden a month and a half later with a punch-out. And Colby with a 1-2-3 first. Matches the zero put up on the board by Andrew Bash in the top half. Go to the second, no score after one. Here are the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
It's Columbus, Ohio.
During National Truck Driver Appreciation Week, the American Trucking Associations would like to thank our nation's 3.5 million truckers who always go the extra mile for us. Thank you, truckers, for moving America forward and driving an estimated 320 billion miles each year to power our economy. To join in ATA's celebration this week and thank a trucker in your life, be sure to post using the hashtags ThankATrucker and NTDA23.
Hi, Iron Pigs fans. I'm Jim Solomon. I work in the LNG group at Air Products. I live in Lower Macungie Township, and I'm proud to support the Allentown Chamber of Commerce.
Air Products, working here, living here, giving here.
Riverview Country Club is set along the scenic Delaware River Corridor, just 2 miles north of Easton in Forks Township. Riverview's 18-hole championship golf course has established itself as one of the area's premier public golf facilities. Riverview offers 5 sets of tees for golfers of all levels to enjoy this course, complete with bent grass landing areas and bluegrass fairways. Its consistent great course conditions and beautiful panoramic views make Riverview a must-play course. Plus, Riverview Country Club has a pro shop that is well-stocked with the latest golf equipment and apparel to keep you looking sharp and on top of your game. Riverview Country Club also boasts the Villa on the Green, a beautiful banquet facility that is the perfect place to host your next corporate meeting or event. For more information on the course, season passes, to book an event, or book your tee time, call 610-559-9700. That's 610-559-9700, or visit them at riverviewcountryclub.com. That's riverviewcountryclub.com. Come see what makes Riverview Country Club the premier facility in the area.
Top of the second inning, Iron Pigs and Bison scoreless after one. Both teams go down in order, 1-2-3. Jim Haley leads it off for the Pigs in second. First pitch from Andrew Bash is on the inside corner, 1-1. Haley with another double last night, his second double this week. Hitting .266 in the year, 8 homers, 35 RBIs. Bash from the stretch, nobody on base, kicks the leg, 0-1, hanging breaking ball, and Haley fouls it off the catcher, McDowell. A little jump from Haley after he missed that pitch, frustrated. It's one of those hangers you never want to give away. Sometimes you do, just barely miss it. So the count's 0-2 quickly on Jim. Bash looking for 4 up, 4 down. Struck out the first 2 hitters of the ball game. And Haley takes a high fastball, hits it hard on the ground to third, backing up on it. Palmigiani able to glove it, throws over to first, retires Haley. 4 in a row retired by Bash, beginning his night. One away brings up Trevor Schwecke, getting the start out on the left. With Cal Stevenson getting recalled by the Phillies, the Pigs with a short bench tonight, only 2 bench players. They already had to make a late lineup change, so I'm assuming there's only 1 guy available tonight, that's Scott Kingering. First pitch to Schwecke, slider outside, 1-1. Cody Roberts was slated to catch tonight for the Pigs. He ended up getting scratched about 2 hours before first pitch, so ostensibly he's not available. Aramis Garcia catching instead. 1-0 on Schwecke, made his return to the Pigs last night, going 0-for-5. Takes the pitch down low, 1-1. Bash hasn't allowed an earned run since back on August 25th against Omaha. Been very good of late. 2-0. Fastball a little low. 3. Return from an IL stint. Rejoining Buffalo back on August 7th. Since then, 2.16 ERA in 16 and two-thirds innings. Opponents hitting just 190 against him. 3-0 on Schwecki. Bash right downhill and throws it right down the middle. 3-1. 3-1 on Trevor Schwecki. Failed to get a hit last night that actually snapped a three-game hitting streak that he had brewing here with the Iron Pigs. Obviously, he played games in Reading, so his true hitting streak had stopped by the time he returned, but as far as his games with the Iron Pigs, he had departed with hits in three straight. 3-1 on Schwecki. Bash from Belts delivers home and just misses the outside corner. Schwecki takes ball four. One out walk, first base runner of the day for the Iron Pigs. Brings up Matt Kroon, who sat out last night. Might have heard us mention it off the top of the broadcast, but the Pigs, with a five-run fourth inning last night, snapped their 24 consecutive scoreless inning streak. And at first for Kroon, Bash kicks and delivers, and Kroon's humongous hack comes up empty. Fastball high, 0-1. But even though they scored in that one inning, that does mean that outside of scoring in that fourth inning, they were scoreless every other inning but that frame. So in their past three games, 27 innings, 0-1, called strike, down and away, 0-2. They've only scored in one of those 27 innings, which is not good. 26 scoreless innings surrounding that. So it's been a tough couple of days offensively. 0-2 on Kroon. The pitch. Fastball high. Learned his lesson. Lays off this one. Kroon playing his 74th game of the season. 10 homers, 35 RBIs, and 258. Schwecki at first base run of the game. And now time called. Bash steps off, kicks the dirt out of his spikes. 1-2 on Bash, light blue glove, comes set Belts, and the pick. Fastball high and away, 2-2. Two and two on Kroon, Schwecki at first. Pitch coming home, and Kroon fouls it back. Breaking ball that hung a little high, kind of surprised Kroon that it came back down and almost nipped the outside corner at the belt. Two and two, still on Kroon. Long inning for Bash. Walked Schwecki already. Sixth pitch of the AB to Kroon, and Matt pops it up. Up towards shallow center, second baseman Lantigua out. He's calling for it, makes the catch. Kind of awkwardly there, over the shoulder, on the backhand. Kind of get a weird vantage point on that. Holds on to it. Guy who plays a lot of outfield as well as infield, so he's kind of used to it. Two away, brings up Carlos De La Cruz. De La Cruz, the two-run homer last night, capped the five-run fourth. His third homer of the season for the Pigs, still hitting just 148, 13 RBIs. Throw over to first, backstanding Schwecki. De La Cruz's blast to dead center was 430, 112.4 miles an hour off the bat, which is actually tied for the hardest hit baseball by the Pigs this season. Tied him with Matt Kroon, who also did it on a homer. He did that earlier in the year at Columbus. First pitch breaking ball is high to De La Cruz, ball one. 1-0 on Carlos De La Cruz. Runner at first, two outs. Iron Pigs, Bison scoreless. Second inning, pitch. Breaking ball outside. Ball two. David Cruz hitting seventh with Aramis Garcia on deck. De La Cruz, a bit more of a closed-off stance today. Hands held right across from his shoulders. 2-0 pitch. I think he was taking all the way. Fastball down the middle. 2-1. want to see him be a bit more aggressive in that situation. Hitters count. Dig a rip. I know he sometimes get caught in that in-between of... tends to chase too many pitches, especially stuff spinning. 2-1, breaking ball outside. 3-1. Three and one on De La Cruz. Schwecki at first already walked in the inning. Bash kicks the leg, delivers home, and that's a perfect fastball at the knees. 3-1. Or 3-2, rather. Full count on De La Cruz. Schwecki will get a head jump at first. Payoff pitch, and De La Cruz swings and misses. Fastball up and out of the zone, can't lay off. Bash strikes him out, his third strikeout of the ballgame. And despite throwing a lot of pitches here in the second, 20-plus, he is able to escape with no more damage. Miles just the walk, and that's it. So go to the bottom of the second. No score after an inning and a half. Here at the Bigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, and the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Knock it out of the park this season with Burke's Hot Dogs at Coca-Cola Park. Burke's is proud to be the one and only official hot dog of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Made with 100% premium cuts of beef and pork, the finest seasonings and spices, and no fillers or byproducts, Burke's has been the number one hot dog of the Lehigh Valley for over 90 years. Whether you're at the stadium, on the grill, or at the beach, don't buy a hot dog unless it's a Burke's. Visit us at burkesfoods.com. Burke's, the official hot dog of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
Ever wonder where your energy comes from? And what impact it has on the planet and your wallet? We're IGS Energy. We make it easy for you to source the energy that's best for you. Manage your impact and protect the systems that keep your home comfortable. Because one smart, simple switch can make a world of difference. Choose IGS Energy and let's go green for good. Visit IGS.com to learn more.
B. Braun Medical has been part of the Lehigh Valley community for more than 40 years. The life-sustaining products we manufacture right here in Allentown are used to treat millions of patients in hospitals throughout the United States every year. At B. Braun, we're committed to protecting and improving the health of people in the Lehigh Valley and across the country. We're proud to be a founding partner of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Visit us today at BeBraunUSA.com.
Chick-fil-A Whitehall is a proud.
Home half of the second inning, Iron Pigs and Bison scoreless. Colby Aller dealing to Josh Kusevich, and this is outside for ball one. No score after an inning and a half of play. Aller deals home the 1-0 to Kusevich, and he lifts it in the air down the right field line. De La Cruz giving chase by the sidewall, and he runs out of room. 1-1. Allard with a 1-2-3 first. Pretty quick, efficient strikeout. Alan Roden to end it. Has 4-5-6 due up in the second. Iron Pigs got the first base run of the game. In the second, top half of the inning, Trevor Schwecki walking. 1-1. Kusevich takes inside. 2-1. Kusevich with a big game back on Tuesday. Had a couple of hits, 3 RBIs, scored 3 times. Playing shortstop for a third straight day. The 1-1. On the outer 2-1 on the outside corner. 2-2. Right-handed hitter wearing high black on a sunny day up in Buffalo. 2-2. Kusevich lines it down the right field side, slicing away from De La Cruz. It's a foul ball, and De La Cruz sliding into the corner can't make the catch. Thankfully, pops up really quick as he disappeared out of view into the corner. He didn't know whether or not he compressed himself against the wall. Gets up okay. 2-2, still on Kusevich. Allard starting tonight as he was originally scheduled to pitch the Friday night game. Instead, he pitches here on Thursday as Seth Johnson was scratched. And you've probably heard why Seth is scratched at this point. 2-2, fastball high and away, full count. Johnson is slated to make his major league debut for the Phillies this upcoming Sunday as he'll take the rotation spot of Tyler Phillips. Phillips optioned back down to Lehigh Valley a couple of nights ago. 3-2, Savage fouls it away, staying alive. So Johnson to be recalled sometime prior to Sunday, probably on Sunday. It'll take a while to figure that out. Use as much time as they can. 3-2 pitch, and a bouncing ball up the middle. Second baseman Gonzalez positioned perfectly up the middle. Loves it, throws over first. Savage retired. One away. So Johnson will pitch Saturday or on Sunday, and then after that, it remains to be seen. Johnson's already at 80 innings already this season, which, given that he was coming off of Tommy John last year for a grand total of 10-odd innings, I can't imagine the Phillies are going to ask him for much. First pitch fastball to Riley Torrados, just down low, ball one. Can't imagine they'll ask him for more than 4 or 5 innings on Sunday, and then after that, I don't think they'll ask him for another start. 1-0 pitch, Torrados swings and misses, pitch down and away, chased it, 1-1. I would guess the Colby Allard will get recalled at some point after that, as Allard will be eligible to be recalled on the 10th. 1-1 pitch, fastball outside, 2-1. Toronto playing first base, he pinch hit and doubled off Tyler Gilbert driving a run in the 8th inning last night. Allard hands over the head, down the hill, 2-1, a little high with a changeup. Allard, I thought, was going to challenge that himself, ultimately elected not to. So 3-1 on Toronto. Ball rounded by the Jays out of Dayton a couple of years ago. 2-1. Line drive out towards left center. Good read from Schwecki over into the alley. Makes the catch. Tires Toronto. Two gone. Hardest hit baseball today for Buffalo. Nets them nothing. Two away, and that brings up Jonathan Clase. Clase pinch ran in the 9th inning last night. Over at first was the would-be winning run. Ended up getting stranded. Clase hitting .215, Bisons, 2 homers, 7 RBIs. Switch hitter batting right, square stance, big leg kick, and first pitch from Allard. Change up down the middle. 0-1. Two outs, nobody on. Bomb of the second. Allard, 5 up, 5 down. Scoreless game. Looks in for a sign from Garcia. Gets something he likes. Winds and delivers. Cutter and on the hands of Clase. All he can do is punch and foul. 1-2. 1-2 on Jonathan, or 0-2 rather, on Jonathan Clase. Allard looking for another 1-2-3 inning. Fires the fastball high and away. 1-2. So far, nice and efficient for Colby. First base side of the rubber, winds and deals, and Clase down to a knee, scoops the changeup out to left, lazily hit Schwecki, lazily back on it, gets under it, makes the catch. Colby Allard with 6 on 6 down to begin his ball game. Go to the third inning. It's scoreless after 2 here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Proud sponsor of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Download a whole new way to Chick-fil-A with the Chick-fil-A One app. Earn points towards rewards with every qualifying purchase and save time by ordering ahead for curbside, pickup, drive-thru, and delivery. You can even place catering orders for your larger events through the app. Available now at the App Store and Google Play. Chick-fil-A Whitehall, it's always our pleasure to serve you.
The scoreboard. Our hopes and dreams rest on the outcome. But it doesn't show the sacrifice it takes to win or the pain of accepting defeat. Because the real score isn't about points. It's about how many times you come back from impossible odds. Here for all the moments that matter. The name trusted for over 80 years and accepted by top doctors and specialists. Capital Blue Cross. Live fearless.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Top of the third inning, Iron Pigs and Bisons scoreless after two. Dylan Tate making his Buffalo debut, comes on for the Bisons. Andrew Bash done after two innings, doesn't allow a hit, strikes out three, walks one in the base run of the game to this point. So Tate, who was claimed off waivers from Baltimore, as he was DFA'd by the Orioles about a week ago, takes over for Bash, 35 pitches, 22 strikes. Tate, right-handed pitcher, 16 games at the AAA level this season, all with the Norfolk Tides. Pigs saw him with Norfolk earlier this season. And 14th, he threw his first pitch. His pitch count unit not working. Catcher Max McDowell asks for time. He'll saunter on out to the mound to see how he can fix this for Tate. Tate's a guy with a lot of big league service time, but the Orioles' bullpen has been thrashed and tarnished and ravaged by injury, ineffectiveness, or in some cases, for guys, both. And Tate was the odd man out, even though he's been a serviceable reliever for Baltimore the past couple of years. And with that, he was out of options, and the Orioles elected to get somebody who could provide them a little bit more flexibility as far as mixing and matching the bullpen with AAA guys. And I think the home plate umpire just charged Buffalo with a mound visit because McDowell went out to check on pitchcom unit for Tate, and they found that it was actually working. So that's the first time all year that I've actually seen somebody get caught in the act. Somebody's been caught in the lie. First pitch from Tate to Aramis Garcia down the middle, 1-1. So a mound visit charged by Thomas O'Neill, the home plate umpire to the Buffalo Bisons, as McDowell tried to sit pitchcom unit wasn't working to give them some more time. Pitch clock winding down, and pitchcom unit was working. 0-1, slider cut on and missed. 0-2. So O'Neill says, nope, that's going to count as an official visit. So 0-2 on Aramis Garcia. Aramis didn't start back-to-back nights as Cody Roberts unable to go today. 0-2 pitch, slider down and away. 1-2. Aramis with 8 homers in the year, hitting 165. Dylan Tate, wearing number 2 on the back. High blue socks, slender righty. Steps back in, just wind up the pitch. And Garcia gets jammed by a fastball. Broken bat dribbler up the middle. Second baseman Lantigua gloves, throws in the run. Crosses his body to first, gets Garcia by a couple of steps, one out. Shard end of the bat as Garcia was left with just the handle in his hands. Rest of the bat went flying out towards third base where Damiano Parmigiani was forced to evacuate the premises. One out brings up Diego Gonzalez. Gonzalez making his second start of the year for the Iron Pigs. Went 0-4 in his first start last week. First pitch breaking ball, called strike at the knees outside corner, 0-1. Gonzalez brought up from single-A Clearwater 2 weeks ago to fill a gap for the Pigs, 0-1. Swing and a miss, nasty splitter, down low. Gonzalez isn't going to touch that. He went 0-4 in his only action against Syracuse, including a quite worthwhile effort against Shintaro Fujinami as he fouled off a couple of pitches. Tate winds and delivers, 0-2. Counted away, slider missed. 1-2. So Gonzalez, just a stopgap for the Pigs, as you can tell by the fact they only have a two-man bench. Position players have suddenly become very hard to come by. 1-2 from Tate. Down and away, sinker missed. 2-2. No score, top of the third. Iron Pigs looking for their first hit tonight. Tate with a red glove, fourth overall pick quite a few years ago. 2-2, fouled away by Gonzalez. Count still level. Fourth overall pick out of UC Santa Barbara in 2015 by the Rangers. Came up through the system alongside Hans Kraus, Tyler Phillips, same draft year as him. Probably 2015 or 2016. I think Tyler might get a year or two after that. 2-2 to Gonzalez, and he fouls off another. Good at bat here from Diego Gonzalez, battling against Dylan Tate. Tate from Harbor City, California, college at UC Santa Barbara, high school in Claremont. Another 2-2 to Diego Gonzalez, and he rips a sweeper on the ground to third, backing up on it. Palmigiani gobbles it up, takes his time, throws over to first, retires Gonzalez. Two ground ball outs for Dylan Tate and his first taste of Buffalo Bisons. Back to the top of the order now for David Dahl. Dahl struck out looking to begin the ball game and launches a first pitch sweeper, just missed down the way, all one. Tate was claimed off waivers by the Blue Jays on August 1st, so it actually has been a while. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball on the outside corner, 1-1. No score, top of the third inning, Iron Pigs Bisons. The pitch, Dahl swings and misses, sweeper down and in, 1-2. One and two on David Dahl. Wide from Tate, the pitch, and Dahl takes just down and away. The challenge, though, by Buffalo. That sinker looked like it might have caught the outside corner at the knees. Seems to be a good challenge from McDowell. Pitch looked pretty good to my eye. Only question is if it's too low, and nope, it's not. Got the outside corner at the knees. Dahl down looking for a second consecutive plate appearance, and Dylan Tate with a 1-2-3 third inning, caps it off with a strikeout. Go to the bottom of the third, it's the Iron Pigs and Bisons scoreless for the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Hi, Iron Pigs fans, I'm Linda Guardi. I work in human resources at Air Products. I live in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, and I'm proud to support MDA.
Air Products, working here, living here, giving here.
Richmar Florist is the Lehigh Valley's premier floral company and has been since 1955. From weddings to funerals to corporate events, Richmar Florist does it all. Whether you know exactly what you want or you're in need of some creative magic, Richmar's talented and creative staff is ready to help you create the floral arrangement of your dreams. Give them a call today at 610-437-5588 or visit their website at richmarflorist.com. Richmar Florist is a proud sponsor of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, NASCAR, and the Lehigh Valley Phantoms.
Hi, Iron Pigs fans. I'm Nick Mitica. I work in hydrogen energy systems at Air Products. I live in Zionsville, and I'm proud to support Community Bike Works.
Air Products. Working here. Living here. Giving here.
Eastern Lift Truck Company is your source for new, used, and rental forklifts, as well as parts and service for all makes and models of material handling equipment. With 18 mid-Atlantic locations, the company is staffed with professionals ready to respond to your material handling needs. As an authorized Hyster and Yale forklift dealership, Eastern Lift Truck Company also provides stock and door, sales and service, Rail King Mobile Railcar Movers, German-built Mafia Yard Trucks, Polaris Pro XD UTVs, and Gem Electric low-speed vehicles. Call 856-746-4742 or visit easternlifttruck.com.
Bottom of the third inning coming up, Iron Pigs and Bison still scoreless. Sam Jelinek with you here from the Cyan Sky broadcast booth. Colby Allard back to work, six up, six down against Buffalo to this point. Damiano Palmigiani leads it off against him. First pitch, looping breaking ball. Plants its flag on the outside corner. Bell tie, 0-1. Palmigiani, 17 homers in the season, two coming back on Tuesday. The fastball outside, 1-1. Allard stares over at first, now into his wide, 1-1. Up high on Palmigiani, 2-1. 7-8-9 for the Bisons. Allard 6 up, 6 down. Iron Pigs not much better, just one base runner so far. Trevor Schwecke walking. 2-1 up high, 3-1. And Aller taking the rotation spot today of Seth Johnson, who, as we mentioned, going to get called up by the Phillies on Sunday. 3-1, Parmigiani swings out of his shoes, comes up empty, 3-1. Johnson was also in the news today for other reasons, and that's because the Phillies named their pitcher and hitter of the month for August within the Phillies system, and that ended up being a co-pitcher of the month for the Phillies. 3-2. Parmigiani, a weak tapper out towards second. Allard off the mound, cuts it off, picks it up with the glove, and then flips it glove style to Hall at first for the outs. Colby Allard doing his best Ranger Suarez imitation with a smile coming away from the play as well. As that chopper out towards second, Allard backed up on it, managed to cut it off. He was the only one who could make that play and decided instead of, I can flip this with the bare hand, let's just do it with the glove. I got time to make it easy. Allard gets the out. 7-up, 7-down. Evidently none too worried that, you know, he's retired 6 in a row to begin the game. It's Nick Raposo. He's got multiple hits in each of the first two games this week. Pitch from Allard. This is high and away. Ball 1. Raposo DHing. DH'd last night as well. Right-handed hitter. 1-0 pitch. Change up on the outside corner. 1-1. No score. Bomb in the third. Anyways, Seth Johnson and Moises Chassé were named co-pitchers, co-minor league pitchers of the month for the Phillies. Curveball from Allard's down low, 2-1. Johnson, of course, been fantastic for the Iron Pigs, IL pitcher of the week for the last week. Chassé, likewise, for Reddick, 2-1. Allard misses down low, second straight hitter with a 3-1 count. It's interesting, I think, the Phillies kind of going out of their way to make Johnson and Chassé the co-pitchers of the month, because they easily could have just chosen one, but I think going with both of them kind of just shows a point. 3-1, Allard misses down and away. All 4, first base runner he allows is a one-out walk to Nick Raposo in the third inning. And at first, Max McDowell, the catcher. Because if you've connected the dots here already, it's the Chassé and Johnson were both traded together in exchange for Gregory Soto at the deadline. So I think the Phillies kind of sticking it to the Orioles a little bit. Hey, look at what you've given up. And now time called. Not sure what this is about. Pretty sure that was a 3-1 count. Seemed like everybody was convinced of that. Umpires are going to come together here. And if the Raposo hit, maybe the count was wrong. I was fairly certain it was a 3-1 count. StatCast has it as a 5-pitch walk as well. So I have no clue what the umpires are getting together about and discussing here. It's a pretty lengthy conversation. Allard doesn't seem too perturbed by it. He's going to get back up on the mound and keep on throwing, stay loose, stay hot. We wait for some kind of clarification as to what in the world this delay is about. One of those good moments when, thankfully, because of the ABS system, the umpires do have a calm channel back to the press box. And after all that, we're not given an explanation outside of home plate umpire flashing the Pigs dugout number 4, so it must have been about the count. And whether or not that truly was ball 4, I had it as ball 4, so Allard didn't seem to think otherwise either, so a little strange. There's a Max McDowell, runner at first, 1 out. No score, bottom of the third. The first pitch to McDowell's popped up. Behind home, Garcia keeps the mask on right on top of the logo. Behind home makes the catch, and McDowell retired on just one pitch. Two gone, back at the top of the order now for Stuart Baroa. Baroa flat out to center, his first time up. Scoreless ball game, bottom of the third. Allard working from the stretch for the first time tonight after he walked Raposo. From the chest, First pitch curveball in the dirt. Ball one to Perella. It's a bit sharper breaking ball from Allard. The one he'd been throwing previously was closer to 70 to 72 miles an hour. That last one was at 75. It's hard to judge by the video feed, but I swear it also looks like he's now throwing a spiked curveball. 1-0, change up in the dirt. Ball two. So Colby might be toying around with adding, subtracting off of his curveball, throwing one that's a little bit harder. So we had seen some hitters start to wait on that big floating curveball. Didn't have the kind of shock factor that it once did. 2-0 to Perella. Huge swing and a miss out in front of a slower fastball at 88. Actually, no, check that. That was a changeup. 2-1, 82. Allard working briskly. Runner at first. Two outs. 2-1. Fastball high and away. 3-1. 3-1 on Stuart Perella. Allard's already walked one here in the inning. Poso at first takes his lead. 3-2, or 3-1, instead of throw over to first and just getting back safely for Poso. Allard with such a great pickoff move. Actually had Raposo. He wasn't even leaning towards second. He was leaning back towards the bag. 3-1, and Perella swings and misses, full count. He was leaning back towards first, but he was convinced Allard was throwing home, so he took his eyes off of Allard, looked back towards the plate, then saw Allard starting to come towards first, and then had to dive back. I don't know how he managed to do that. Full count on Perella. Raposo will be off from first, but only until he's absolutely certain Allard's coming home. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Perella tried to wait back on the changeup. It was way too late. Allard strikes him out and strands the runner aboard in the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left for the Bisons. We go to the fourth. Still scoreless here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Why does it always say paper jam when there's no paper jam?
Hi there.
Who are you and why are you in our office space?
I'm Sai, your friendly copier helper guy. There you go. You're all set.
Whoa, Sai, that was awesome.
Thanks. Better service is on the horizon with Cyan Sky Copiers.
Cyan Sky Service. They hit it out of the park. If you need help with your office copiers and printers, call Cyan Sky today or find them at cyanskycopiers.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
When Iron Pigs fans need to care for their dogs, they know they can turn to Leader of the Pack Canine Institute. Their award-winning facility provides the best boarding, training, daycare, and grooming in the Lehigh Valley. Trust professionals at Leader of the Pack Canine Institute to care for your pet during your next trip. Or even watch your dog while you're away with Leader of the Pack's live webcams. Join the pack at LOPCI.com or call 610-366-8282. Franchises are now available. There's
top of the fourth inning, Iron Pigs and Bisons still scoreless after three. Time for the RAV fourth inning brought to you by Toyota. Visit Toyota.com to find your new 2024 RAV4 today. Toyota. Let's go, Iron Pigs. Paxton Schultz comes on for the second time this week for the Bisons. 36th appearance of the year for him. 4-3 with a 4.11 ERA. 81 innings, he struck out 102. That's the most on the Bisons staff. 43 walks. We'll have 2-3-4 due up for the Iron Pigs. Taking over for Dylan Tate. Tate with a 1-2-3 third. Struck out one. Schultz threw earlier this week. He got the win back on Tuesday. Two scoreless innings, two strikeouts, only threw 24 pitches. Buddy Kennedy leads it off, struck out swinging his first time up. Schultz from the stretch, nobody on base, and his first pitch misses down and away. Ball one. One and zero on Buddy Kennedy. Pitch and Kennedy, late on the fastball, pokes it in the air towards right. Roden barely has to move a muscle, makes the catch. One away. Brings up Derek Hall. One away on, or one away here at the top of the fourth as Derek Hall comes up and takes a fastball down the middle, 0-1. So the Iron Pigs, three more scoreless innings today. That makes it now scoreless in 29 of their past 30 innings at the plate. How they've managed to eke out a win in the midst of all that is astonishing. 0-1, Hall jammed by the fastball. Pops it up left side of the infield. Shortstop Sebich comes into the infield grass. Makes the catch. Quickly two outs. Jim Haley up next. Haley grounded out to third his first time up. Two outs, nobody on. Scoreless in the fourth. Schultz's pitch. Fastball belt high on the outside corner. 0-1. Going one on Haley. Not too much bend in the knees, almost upright stance. He's a rip the 0-1 and fouls away. 0-2. Two on Jim Haley. Schultz looking for another 1-2-3 inning this week against the Pigs. The pitch. Slider outside. 1-2. Schultz 8 up, 8 down, including his two perfect innings back on Tuesday. Black glove. Schultz set of the belts. 6'3", 205-pound, 26-year-old deals home, and Haley swings and misses. High fastball. Schultz strikes him out, and the Pigs down in order for the third time in four innings here tonight. Go to the bottom of the fourth. Still scoreless here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
There's no better place to get your high school senior portraits than Digital Photographic Imaging, an award-winning studio located at 1321 North 18th Street in Allentown. Studio, outdoor, and on-location sitting options are available. Check them out on the web at allentownphotography.com or give them a call at 484-268-1082. Whether it's high school senior portraits, prom or reunion, banquet or trade show, Digital Photographic Imaging will be able to capture moments for a lifetime. Digital Photographic Imaging, the official photographer of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
At Papa John's, we start with better. No, seriously, every original crust pizza starts with our signature dough that's always fresh, never frozen, hand-tossed, and made with six simple ingredients. And now our dough can save you dough when you order from the Papa Pairings menu. Pair a medium one-topping pizza with one or more of your Papa Pairings favorites for just $6.99 each. How about that for better? Order now on the app, only at Papa John's.
There's so much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Home half of the fourth inning, RAV4 drives along, brought to you by Toyota. Visit Toyota.com to find your new 2024 RAV4 today. Toyota, let's go Iron Pigs. Colby Allard dishes home to Rafael Vantigua. He shows a bunt, but takes it down and in, ball one. Allard, three scoreless innings to this point. 1-0 pitch, Vantigua takes that away, ball two. Neither team with a hit to this point, dueling no hitters. Lantigua bounced out short his first time up. Allard delivers home, and Lantigua tried to check his swing. Couldn't hold back on a fastball up and out of the zone. 1-1, or 2-1, beg your pardon. Allard high navy blue socks, as he always pitches in high socks. 3-1, or 2-1, high and away. Now 3-1. Allard in a peculiar spot, almost knowing, slightly assured that he'll probably get another start with the Phillies at some point in the season. 3-1, Lantigua pops it up, out of play, full count. Not necessarily a guarantee, but that fifth spot in the Iron Pigs rotation, or in the Phillies rotation, has suddenly become a bit of a cluster with them trying to figure out an answer. Payoff pitch, Lantigua, a line drive down the right field line. De La Cruz in the run, it's over his head. And one hops up against the fence and then over the wall for an automatic double. Lantigua, first hit of the ball game for either team. Leads off the fourth inning with a double. First time today, either team's put a runner out at second base, too. Pigs got actually really lucky last night in that 5-4 win. They ended up holding Buffalo to an astounding 2-for-16 with runners in scoring position. They left 12 runners on base, and Pigs pitching just danced, dodged, dived, ducked, and somehow averted catastrophe against Buffalo, holding on for a 5-4 win. Here's Alan Roden, swings the first pitch, grounds it foul. First base side 0-1. Roden struck out swinging his first time up. Has Lantigua out at second base, nobody out. First runner in scoring position today for either team. Pig still looking for the first hit. 0-1 on Roden. Open stance from the left side, takes a mighty high leg kick in the 0-1. Fastball spotted beautifully at the knees, inside corner. 0-2. On Alan Roden. Lantigua leads from second base, and the pitch in the dirt. Garcia can't block it, skips up high into the air behind him, and Lantigua will take third, no issue. Wild pitch. Iron Pigs infield forced to come in now. Pigs infield comes to the edge of the grass. Lantigua at third base. Roden still behind the count, 1-2. Another two strikeouts, as many as he had his last start against Syracuse. 1-2, Roden fights off the fastball, up and in. Still 1-2. Roden taps the plate, only an arm sleeve on his right arm, long white arm sleeve. Allard's 1-2 again, and Roden takes down low. 2-2. Scoreless for the moment, bottom of the fourth. Infield in for the Pigs, man at third, and the 2-2, grounded up the middle under Allard's leg. Shortstop Haley is there, gloves it, looks back the runner at third, and then throws to first to get Roden. And Lantigua, not moving on contact, stays put at third base. That's the first out in the fourth. That bouncing ball up the middle, Allard with a nearly disastrous screen job on Haley at shortstop, almost kicked it out of the way. Somehow whiffed on it. Haley stuck with the baseball. Throws out Roden at first. Lantigua stays third in the pitch home to Josh Kosevich. A fly ball out towards left center, and that drops for a base hit. Up the alley, Kroon able to cut it off. Will hold Kosevich to just a single as Lantigua comes to score. The first run of the ball game. It's 1-0 Bisons. Double and a single. Kosevich's fourth RBI this week. Kind of got that one off the end of the bat and just dropped it out to the left center alley. So, first run of the game belongs to Buffalo. Runner at first, one out. Founder becomes Riley Tirada. Tirada lined out to left his first time up. Allard delivers, and Tirada a fly ball out towards shallow right. De La Cruz started back, now comes racing in. He's able to make the catch. Two outs. Two gone. Jonathan Clase up next. Clase, fly to left, his first time up. 1-0 Bisons on the RBI single for Josh Kasevich. He's at first, two gone. Plus A switch hitter batting from the right side. Allard, pickoff move over to first, chases Kasevich back. So the Pigs down a run. They were in this same spot last night. Buffalo scored in the first, take a 1-0 lead. Pitch home down the middle, 1-1, or 0-1, beg your pardon. They've got the Bison's bullpen here again today. A revolving door continuing to churn out a new arm every inning or two. 0-1, fastball just off the inner edge. 1-1, Aramis Garcia is going to challenge it though. Thinks that that might have nicked inside corner. And let's see here. Video replay starts, and upon review, nope. Aramis gets it wrong. It just missed. Less than half an inch off the inside corner. Count stays 1-1 on Class A. Tough break for the Pigs. One and one on Class A. 1-0 Bisons, bottom of the fourth. Class A acquired from Seattle towards the trade deadline. Pops up the 1-1 out of play down the right field line. Gets back into the seats. 1-2. One and two on Jonathan Classe. Bison's breaking the ice. RBI single for Josh Kasevich here in the inning. Another throw over to first from Allard. Back to the dive, Kasevich. One-two pitch. And off the hands, Classe able to fight it off. Count stays 1-2. One and two on Classe, chokes up the bat a touch. Square stance. Allard delivers home. Fastball high. Runner takes off for second. And the throw from Garcia is somehow late. Was right in the bag. Gonzalez dropped the tag down. And I don't really know how Kasevich wasn't called out there. Jen Powell made the call, and I don't know. Yeah, maybe he did get his hand in. It was bang, bang. Stolen base, though, for Kasevich. He's in second, the 2-2. Two plus A is lined. Call that a fair ball down the left field line. Coming in to score, Kasevich up to second. Goose Classe with an RBI double. So back-to-back pitches. Two calls by the slimmest of margins go against the Iron Pigs. Kasevich steals second. Classe doubles just onto the chalk down the left field line. Drives in Kasevich, and the Bisons double their lead. They now lead it 2-0 here in the last of the fourth. Brings up Damiano Parmigiani, grounded out, first time up. Classe gets credit for his seventh double, eighth RBI. And Parmigiani now strokes one deep down the left field line towards the foul pole. It is a foul ball. Allard barely keeps that one from doubling the score again to make it 4-0. Parmigiani's homered once this season already off of Allard. That was the one that broke up his shutout bid back in July. 0-1. Parmigiani takes a cutter down and in. 1-1. On the outside corner. 1-2. Allard trying to find his way out of the fourth. No more damage. Runner out in second in the 1-2 pitch. Parmigiani pops it up behind home. It's back in the seats. 1-2. 1-2 pitch. Runner takes off for third. Pitch is low. The throw to third is late. Squeaks out of Kennedy's glove. And diving in headlong, Class A. Little banged up, taking that hard tag from Kennedy. And up drawing the ball loose. His buddy slapped the tag down good, and it was even late. His buddy ended up landing on top of Class A, on top of his knee. Trainer comes out to check on him. Don't know. It looks like Class A is feeling out his left shoulder that he, or arm that he extended with. Trainer gives a thumbs up to Casey Candale. He's saying that Class A feels all right. He's going to stay in the game. No issue. Counts 2-2 on Damiano Parmigiani, now with a man at third base. Remember, Allard already does have a wild pitch tonight. 2-2, and Parmigiani with a drive out towards right center field. Kroon got a good jump on it, though, off the bat. Back into the alley. Center fielder is under it. Makes the catch. Retires Parmigiani. And the inning over. Bisons do score twice to get on the board first here tonight, though. Go to the Fig. Bisons 2, Iron Pigs nothing. Here in the Pig is Radio Network. Presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. Richmar Florist is the Lehigh Valley's premier floral company and has been since 1955. From weddings to funerals to corporate events, Richmar Florist does it all. Whether you know exactly what you want or you're in need of some creative magic, Richmar's talented and creative staff is ready to help you create the floral arrangement of your dreams. Give them a call today at 610-437-5588 or visit their website at richmarflorist.com. Richmar Florist is a proud sponsor of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, NASCAR, and the Lehigh Valley Phantoms.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
There's so much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the fifth, Iron Pigs now trail the Buffalo Bisons 2-0. Sam Jolly with you here from the Cyan Sky broadcast booth. Matt Kroon leads it off, or rather Trevor Schwecke leads it off for the Pigs here in the fifth. Schwecke, then Kroon, and then Carlos de la Cruz in the fifth. Still looking for their first hit. So far they've faced three different Buffalo arms. No hits against any of them. Just one base runner, a walk. Andrew Bash. That was drawn by Schwecke back in the second. Now faces Paxton Schultz. The first pitch, cutter on the outside corner. Big swing and a miss. 0-1. Iron Pigs offense, like we mentioned, scored 5 of the 4th last night to break their 24-inning scoreless droughts. But in the innings following it now, they have failed to score again. 0-1 in the dirt, 1-1. So that was 5 innings last night plus 4 innings today, which means that they've been shut out for yet another ballgame. 9 more innings. I've never seen anything like this. 1-1. Fastball painted on the outside corner, 1-2. This is just a level of offensive drought that has reached epidemic proportions. 1-2. Schwecke fouls away the heater. 2-2. It's a lack of power. There's not too many strikeouts, I would say. Not a number that is alarming at any rate. But we talked about that earlier when the Pigs lost 13-15, that they weren't striking out that much. The problem was weak contact. 1-2, more weak contact. A one hopper back to the mound. Schultz plays himself. Pitcher flips over to first. Schwecki first out here in the fifth. One gone, bringing up Matt Kroon. Kroon popped out to second base his first time up. Schultz has now thrown 3 1/3 perfect innings out of the bullpen this week for the Bisons. Retired 10 hitters in a row. The righty from the stretch steals home to Kroon. Fastball, letter high down the middle, 0-1. Maybe it's just too often taking the first pitch that's there and hittable. Putting yourself into bad counts. 0-1. Kroon fouls it off. 0-2. I feel like you look down, you look up. The next thing you know, almost every Iron Pigs hitter is down the count. 0-2, 1-2. Old adage being that you feel like you got two strikes on you before you even step foot in the box. 0-2 on Kroon. Schultz the ready. Kicks and delivers, and Kroon floats it out towards right, was reaching for it, and coming in for it, right fielder Roden puts it away. Two gone. That was a two-strike hack from Kroon, you know, butt out, leaning out over the plate, just trying to make contact. You're not going to hit that baseball hard almost ever. Kroon was lucky to even get an exit velo of 82.7, so it wasn't absolutely awful. But that's not the swing you want a big, strong, powerful guy like Kroon taking. First pitch to David Kroon's down the dirt. Ball one. I'd personally rather have Kroon strike out rather than put that pitch in play. You know, it's an art form being able to foul off that kind of pitch. Tony Gwynn was so good at it for so long. Albert Pujols the same way. 1-0 to David Kroon. Fastball belt high on the outside corner. 1-1. One and one on Carlos De La Cruz. Catcher sets up away. Schultz steals home, and De La Cruz a line drive up the middle. And for the first time this week, the Iron Pigs have a base runner against Paxton Schultz. De La Cruz breaks up the no-hit bid for the Bisons. First hit of the day for the Pigs. Brings the tying run to the plate in form of Aramis Garcia. 2-0 Bisons. Top of the fifth. Garcia grounded out first time up, a broken back grounder to second. First pitch, fastball swung on and missed. Went down the middle, 0-1. Garcia takes, fastball just up and in, 1-1. One and one on Aramis Garcia. Been a while since AG homered. Maybe by the end of the year get to double digits again. Swings and misses at the 1-1 though. 1-2, fastball down and away. Last home run for Garcia. He actually went homerless in August. His last homer was a solo shot against Buffalo back on July 11th. 1-2 on Garcia. De La Cruz at first and the 1-2 pitch. Aramis pops it foul. Seats. 1-2. One and two on Aramis Garcia. Schultz still from the stretch. De La Cruz at first. Long hold. Now the pitch. And Garcia swings and misses. Fastball up and away. He's down on strikes. And the inning over. Iron Pigs get their first hit of the day, but that's it. Strand De La Cruz over at first. We go to the last of the fifth. Halfway home, Iron Pigs trail the Bisons 2-0. Here the Pigs Radio Network presented by Ashley, largest furniture store brand in North America.
Hi,
Iron Pigs fans. I'm Linda Cowardi. I work in human resources at Air Products. I live in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, and I'm proud to support MDA.
Air Products. Working here, living here, giving here.
During National Truck Driver Appreciation Week, the American Trucking Associations would like to thank our nation's 3.5 million truckers who always go the extra mile for us. Thank you, truckers, for moving America forward and driving an estimated 320 billion miles each year to power our economy. To join in ATA's celebration this week and thank a trucker in your life, be sure to post using the hashtags ThankATrucker and NTDA23.
If you are looking for retirement living that includes all of your home maintenance and is filled with resort-style services and amenities, look at Morningstar Living's Lifestyle Communities in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. When you live at a Morningstar Living community, you have everything you need for all of your retirement years. Visit www.morningstarliving.org to learn more about the region's premier retirement living solutions.
Riverview Country Club is set along the scenic Delaware River Corridor, just 2 miles north of Easton in Forks Township. Riverview's 18-hole championship golf course has established itself as one of the area's premier public golf facilities. Riverview offers 5 sets of tees for golfers of all levels to enjoy this course, complete with bent grass landing areas and bluegrass fairways. Its consistent great course conditions and beautiful panoramic views make Riverview a must-play course. Plus, Riverview Country Club has a pro shop that is well-stocked with the latest golf equipment and apparel to keep you looking sharp and on top of your game. Riverview Country Club also boasts the Villa on the Green, a beautiful banquet facility that is the perfect place to host your next corporate meeting or event. For more information on the course, season passes, to book an event, or book your tee time, call 610-559-9700. That's 610-559-9700. Or visit them at riverviewcountryclub.com. That's riverviewcountryclub.com. Come see what makes Riverview Country Club the premier facility in the area.
Home half the fifth, Iron Pigs trailing the Bisons 2-0. Colby Allard already down the count to Stuart Baroa, ball one, or rather Nick Raposa on the count, ball one. Next pitch is a changeup on the outside half, in for a strike, 1-1. 1-1 on Raposa. He walked his first time up, takes a cutter outside, 2-1. Raposa was the first base runner of the game for the Bisons. They then got their first hit and runs off of Allard. 3 hits, 2 doubles, a single in the fourth. Good news for Allard today is, honestly, his stuff has looked sharp. Control's been very good as well. 2-1, Raposo pops it up. Foul ground, first base side, that's back and into the seats. 2-2. Allard hasn't given up a long ball. That started to become a bit of an issue for him so far this season. In 77 innings with the Iron Pigs, he's given up 15 homers. In just 18 innings with the Phillies, he's given up 3. You always know that's going to be kind of part of Allard's game, whether or not he likes it, is long balls are going to happen. You give up enough contact. Pitch to Raposo, popped up behind home. Garcia out of the squat towards his own dugout. Able to make the catch. Second put out on a pop-up by Garcia tonight. One away, that brings up Max McDowell. McDowell, the 9-hole hitter, doing the catching. Popped out to the catcher, Garcia, his first time up. And that's going to be it for Colby Allard. Colby done. He's had 78 pitches, so I guess they don't want him throwing more than 80. So Allard done after 4 1/3. We got a pitching change here for the Iron Pigs. We'll go ahead, take a break, be back in 60 seconds here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Hi, Iron Pigs fans. I'm Nick Mitica. I work in hydrogen energy systems at Air Products. I live in Zionsville, and I'm proud to support Community Bike Works.
Air Products. Working here, living here, giving here.
There is no better place to get your high school senior portraits than Digital Photographic Imaging, an award-winning studio located at 1321 North 18th Street in Allentown.
Studio, outdoor, and on-location seating options are available. Check them out on the web at allentownphotography.com or give them a call at 484-268-1082. Whether it's high school senior portraits, prom or reunion, banquet or trade show, Digital Photographic Imaging will be able to capture moments for a lifetime. Digital Photographic Imaging, the official photographer of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
Happy 811 Day. Are you planting a tree or installing a fence? Call 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. It's your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Beep.
Still in the home half of the fifth inning, Colby Allard relieved by Jonah DePoto here in the bottom of the fifth after 4 1/3 innings for Colby. Pretty strict pitch count, I take it. 78 pitches, 46 strikes. He is in line to probably start at some point next week for the Phillies after Seth Johnson takes his turn on Sunday. So Allard done, 4 1/3, 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. 78 pitches, 46 strikes. Jonah DePoto takes over for him. Jonah activated off the development list yesterday, so he's been on and off over the past week. DePoto making his 17th appearance of the year for the Iron Pigs, 0-1 with a 5.60 ERA. 17 and 2/3 innings, he's struck out 15, walked 10, 20 hits, 6'1", 225-pound righty. Mostly sinker sweeper, works with long red sleeves under his jersey, bright red glove, blue laces. Max McDowell, first one to face him, and first pitch sinker way high, ball one. One and zero on Max McDowell, popped out to the catcher his first time up. 1-0 outside, ball two. Pitch. Big breaking ball from DePoto. That didn't even look like the sweeper. It looked like more of a curveball on the outer half. 2-1. Didn't get as much horizontal break there, more vertical. 2-1. That's fouled away by McDowell. 2-2. StatCast is still calling it a slider, but it looks like DePoto might be changing the shape on it a little bit, adding a bit more verticality to it rather than pure horizontal. Might just be the camera angle as well. 2-2. There's the true sweeper way outside. Almost lost control of that one. Full count. Three-two pitch. And Dowell, a pop-up down the first base line. Shallow right. De La Cruz, right fielder, comes jogging in. It's under it. Makes the catch. Two gone. Allard leaves in line for the loss. It would be his eighth of the season, unless the Iron Pigs can come back here. He's tied the game in order to wipe his name away from the record. Back at the top of the order, and Stuart Baroa now for the Bisons. Baroa is 0-2. Both times coming from the right side of the plate. This time he'll bat as a lefty. Switch hitter. Takes the first pitch sweeper. Pine away, ball one. Baroa has flying to center, also struck out. Square stance from the left side, and 1-0 slider on the inside corner. 1-1. Bisons 2, Iron Pigs nothing. Bomb of the fifth. Iron Pigs getting shut out again. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Slider down and in. Baroa right over top it. 1-2. One and two on Stuart Baroa. Takes his timeout. Steps out now. Back to the box. DePoto's 1-2 pitch and slider called strike three at the knees outside corner. Baroa's going to challenge it. Aramis Garcia seems to think it was probably low. He's not leaving the catcher's circle. And then Baroa discuss it, and upon review, yep, it was low. Call of returns. Missed by, about an inch. 2-2 instead on Stuart Barola instead of the inning ending here. So count level. DeBoto's deep 2-2. Sinker up and in. Pushes him off the plate. Count moves full. Three-two pitch, and DePoto ends up hitting Barola in the back foot. That slider completely got away from him, and he plunks him right back ankle. Thankfully, just glanced off of him, didn't get a full bore. So, no damage done, but does extend the inning for Rafael Lantigua. Doubled down the right field line his last time up. Came around to score the first run of the game on Josh Kosevich's RBI single. And at first, two outs and the pitch. Slider outside. Ball one. Barola, 31 stolen bases on the season, has been caught 8 times. Bisons have been aggressive on the bases so far tonight against Garcia. 2 stolen bases and 1 advance and a wild pitch. 1-0, runners going. Instead, Barola back to first. Pitch was down and away. Would have been a good one to run on. Instead, doesn't move. Hitters count for Lantigua ahead. 2 balls, no strikes. 2-0, fastball outside. Runner takes off for second. The throw from Garcia tails into center. And Lantigua, or Barola rather, pops up. He'll take third base on the throwing error for Aramis. Stolen base and E2 puts Barola at third. Still 2 outs. Reno on Lantigua, Alan Rodin on deck. DePoto deals home and a slider, 3-0 slider on the outside corner. Rafael Lantigua, 3-1. And at third, 2 outs, 3-1 pitch. Slider chopped on the ground to third. Kennedy playing in on the grass as the shuffle to his left, able to pick it up, spin and fire to first in time. Get Lantigua, and in the inning, DePoto works around the 2-out hit batter, strands him in the third, and we go to the sixth. Still 2-0 Buffalo here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Braun Medical has been part of the Lehigh Valley community for more than 40 years. The life-sustaining products we manufacture right here in Allentown are used to treat millions of patients in hospitals throughout the United States every year. At B. Braun, we're committed to protecting and improving the health of people in the Lehigh Valley and across the country. We're proud to be a founding partner of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Visit us today at BeBraunUSA.com.
The scoreboard. Our hopes and dreams rest on the outcome. But it doesn't show the sacrifice it takes to win, or the pain of accepting defeat. Because the real score isn't about points. It's about how many times you come back from impossible odds. Here for all the moments that matter. The name trusted for over 80 years and accepted by top doctors and specialists. Capital Blue Cross. Live fearless.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Top of the sixth, getting late for the Iron Pigs here as they trail Buffalo Bisons 2-0. Sam Jelinek with you from the Cyan Sky broadcast booth. 9-1-2 for the Pigs against Paxton Schultz. Schultz, 2 scoreless innings so far. He's only given up 1 hit. Only hit of the game for the Pigs, Carlos De La Cruz singling in the fifth. Diego Gonzalez leads it off. Takes the first pitch fastball from Schultz on the outside corner. 0-1. Andrew Bash opened. He threw 2 no hit innings, one walk, three strikeouts. Dylan Tate, a perfect third punch out. Now Schultz, scoreless fourth and fifth. 0-1 slider down and away, 1-1. Gonzalez still looking for his first AAA hit. Always kind of love it when a guy from single A comes up here to fill the gap for a moment. You never know what kind of legendary performance you might be about to witness. 1-1, and Gonzalez strokes it out towards left, and that's down for a hit. A line drive single for Diego Gonzalez, his first AAA knock. Claps his hands together emphatically as he knows the importance of that moment. And he singles to begin the sixth. First time today the Iron Pigs have gotten the leadoff man aboard. Congrats to Diego Gonzalez, first AAA hit. Back at the top of the order, and David Dahl, tying run aboard, or tying run at the plate now for the Iron Pigs. Dahl 0 for 2 today, 2 strikeouts. Left-handed hitter, Schultz delivers home, and Dahl jams, hits a ground ball now to second. Lantigua gloves, spins and throws to second and one. Kusevich the return back to first in time. Just as quickly as Diego Gonzalez was on base, he's wiped out the 4-6-3 double play. And that's just about how things are going right now for the Iron Pigs offensively. Single-A guy gets a base hit only for the 2019 National League All-Star David Dahl to ground into a double play. And the Iron Pigs have two outs, nobody on base, and Buddy Kennedy coming up next. Buddy 0 for 2, takes the first pitch from Schultz, blazing across his chin, all one. One and 0 on Kennedy, Schultz still from the stretch, nobody on base, the 1-0, fastball runs inside, ball 2. Two and 0 on Buddy Kennedy, the pitch. Cutter on the outside corner. 2-1. According to reports, Andrew Painter threw 15 pitches to hitters down in Clearwater on Wednesday. First time with hitters in the box since his surgery 14 months ago. 2-1. Fastball up and in. 2-2. Righty sat 97-98. Hit 99. Should continue slowly progressing towards a normal 2025 spring training. We won, and Kennedy takes down and away. Ball 4. Schultz walks him. Two-out base runner for the Iron Pigs. Derek Hall coming up next. Still representing the tying run. Pigs down 2-0. If the Pigs fail to score here in the sixth, that'll then be 33 scoreless innings in their past 34 turns of the plate. Bench. Fastball down the middle, 0-1. What's crazy about that is that outside of Tuesday, when the Iron Pigs have been going scoreless, they've still found a way to be in some of these ball games, which is a huge testament to how well they've been pitching of late. Outside of Tuesday, of course. Kennedy at first, Schultz a long hold, the 0-1, Hall pops it up. Third time today, he'll pop out, this time down the first base line in foul territory. Tirada, halfway down the line, makes the catch. Hall retired, he's now 0-3, and the Pigs turned away in the sixth. Go to the bottom of the sixth. Bison still lead it 2-0 here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Why does it always say paper jam when there's no paper jam?
Hi there.
Who are you, and why are you in our office space?
I'm Sod, your friendly copier helper guy. There you go. You're all set.
Whoa, Sai, that was awesome.
Thanks. Better service is on the horizon with Cyan Sky Copiers.
Cyan Sky Service. They hit it out of the park. If you need help with your office copiers and printers, call Cyan Sky today or find them at cyanskycopiers.com.
When Iron Pigs fans need to care for their dogs, they know they can turn to Leader of the Pack Canine Institute. Their award-winning facility provides the best boarding, training, daycare, and grooming in the Lehigh Valley. Trust professionals at Leader of the Pack Canine Institute to care for your pet during your next trip, or even watch your dog while you're away with Leader of the Pack's live webcams. Join the pack at LOPCI.com or call 610-366-8282. Franchises are now available.
At Papa John's, we start with better. No, seriously, every original crust pizza starts with our signature dough that's always fresh, never frozen, hand-tossed, and made with 6 simple ingredients. And now our dough can save you dough when you order from the Papa Pairings menu. Pair a medium one-topping pizza with one or more of your Papa Pairings favorites for just $6.99 each. How about that for better? Order now on the app, only at Papa John's.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Iron Pigs still trailing the Buffalo Bisons 2-0. They'll try to keep it that way as Jonah DePoto stays on for a full frame for the Iron Pigs. DePoto took over with one out in fifth, worked around a two-out hit-by-pitch. As Rodon, Kusevich, and Tirada do up here in the sixth. Rodon, the IL Player of the Month for July. What a fantastic month. Or for August, I should say. Sometimes forget what month we're in at this point. Pitch is in for, or missed for ball one from Jonah DePoto. Rodon takes inside, and that clipped in. DePoto hits his second batter out of the bullpen here. Both of them left-handed hitters, so having trouble on that glove side. He's trying to go in on Rodon, and basically ticketed right for his kneecap before he jumped out of the way. Managed to just take a glancing blow. Wildly, with Rodon taking home the Player of the Month award for Buffalo for August, he's the first Bisons player to receive a Player of the Month award. First pitch to Josh Kusevich is down the middle, 0-1. Since Gregory Polanco did it in 2021. I think we forget sometimes how lucky we are with the Iron Pigs. We've seen such tremendous individual performances, such superlative performances. 0-1 slider, a little high, 1-1. Rodon hit .354 last month, was fourth in the league, led the league with 57 total bases, and OPS just above 1,000. 1-1 on Kusevich, 1-for-2 with a single, RBI, a run scored, and a stolen base. Takes outside, 2-1. Outside, 3-1. On Josh Kusevich. Runner at first, and the pitch from DePoto. Slider outside. It's ball four. So DePoto has now faced 5 hitters. He's hit 2 of them, walked 1, gotten 2 outs. Not ideal. And Ryan Buchter goes out to the mound to check in with DePoto, see what's kind of ailing him here. Buchter trying to talk it out of him. Get him back into a good position. Now the Tirada's due up. Tirada 0-for-2 today. A line out to left and also a fly out to right. The only hitters DePoto's retired so far have been right-handed hitters. That counts for anything. First and second, nobody out. Bisons already lead 2-0, bottom of the sixth. DePoto looks back at second and his pitch. Sinker at the knees. Gets the call, 0-1. On Riley Tirada, the pitch, and a slider hit on the ground back at third. Kennedy scoops it up, steps in the bag for one, fires across the diamond in time. 5-3 double play. Nicely done by Buddy Kennedy. Ryan Buchter with the words of wisdom, and just like that, DePoto rolls it. Runner ends up at second, now with 2 outs. So Kasevich at second base. Tirada grounds out 5-3 double play. Brings up Jonathan Clase. Clase, an RBI double down the left field line, right on the chalk his last time up. Switch hitter batting left, and he takes up and away. Ball one. Runner at second, two gone, still 2-0 Bisons. Pitch from DePoto, slider fouled off, 1-1. One Clase is front fuel posted up in the air. Lifts off the ground. DePoto fires home. Clase swings and misses. 1-2. Just like that, DePoto a strike away from getting out of the sixth. He hit the first batter of the inning. Walked Kasevich. Tirada the 5-3 double play. Now man at second, two gone. DePoto no look back to second in the pitch. And Clase fouls it off his foot. Comes staggering out of the box. Already dinged up his shoulder earlier tonight. This time fouls it right off his shin. Ooh, right off the inside of his shin. Only plays the shin guard doesn't cover. And I'm not sure if he's going to stay in the game. The trainer's coming out to check on him. He takes off the shin guard, which is technically a pretty good indication that he feels like he can't deal with the pressure that even the shin guard's giving him. And I think we're going to get a pinch hitter for Class A, given that he was a guy that was traded for, prospect stature, where the Blue Jay season is. I don't think there's any reason to risk him taking another plate appearance here. Takes very ginger steps up and down the third baseline, going to feel it out. Still trying to convince manager Casey Candale and the trainer that he'll stay in the game. He puts the shin guard back on, and he's going to walk on back to the plate here. Which I don't know if that's the right call, given how he looks. I just see him taking one more swing, crumbling on that ankle. That's how it kind of looks. He's not walking with a limp or anything, but I'm not sure if he'll be able to put full pressure on that. So 1-2 on Clase as he climbs back into the box. Runner at second in the pitch. Sinker just up and in. 2-1. Or 2-2, beg your pardon. Two and two on Jonathan Clase. DePoto deals and the sweeper is outside. Full count. Three and two on Clase. Kasevich at second. 3-2 pitch, and Clase fouls it off. Came staggering out of the box. Caught himself on the balance, though. So I have to think he's fine. Three and two still on Clase. DePoto from the belts. Fires home, and Clase with a fly ball out towards left center. Not too deep. Schwecki back a couple of the steps now. Clampers on in. It's under it. Makes the catch. Clase retired. And the inning over. DePoto gets out of the jam here in the sixth with a double play ball. Then gets Clase to end it. On the seventh, the Pigs need some runs. They trail 2-0 here on the Pigs Radio Network. Presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Chick-fil-A Whitehall is a proud sponsor
of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Download a whole new way to Chick-fil-A with the Chick-fil-A One app. Earn points towards rewards with every qualifying purchase. And save time by ordering ahead for curbside, pickup, drive-thru, and delivery. You can even place catering orders for your larger events through the app. Available now at the App Store and Google Play. Chick-fil-A Whitehall, it's always our pleasure to serve you.
Eastern Lift Truck Company is your source for new, used, and rental forklifts, as well as parts and service for all makes and models of material handling equipment. With 18 mid-Atlantic locations, the company is staffed with professionals ready to respond to your material handling needs. As an authorized Hyster and Yale forklift dealership, Eastern Lift Truck Company also provides dock and door, sales and service, Rail King Mobile railcar movers, German-built Mafia yard trucks, Polaris Pro XD UTVs, and Gem Electric low-speed vehicles. Call 856-746-4742 or visit easternlifttruck.com.
Hi, Iron Pigs fans. I'm Jim Solomon. I work in the LNG group at Air Products. I live in Lower Macungie Township, and I'm proud to support the Allentown Chamber of Commerce.
Air Products. Working here. Living here. Giving here. No.
Top of the seventh, Iron Pigs trailing the Buffalo Bisons 2-0. Only runs in this game coming in the fourth inning for Buffalo off of Colby Allard, an RBI single and an RBI double, Savage and Class A for the Bisons. Iron Pigs have just one hit, drawn two walks. They've only sent two over the minimum to the plate. First pitch from Hayden Yinger to Jim Haley, a slider on the outside corner, 0-1. Yinger, the new man out of the bullpen for the Bisons, the third relief arm, takes over from Paxton Schultz. Three scoreless for him. He's now thrown five scoreless this week. Haley checks his swing, fouls the pitch off, 0-2. Yinger, his 50th appearance of the season. Wild number, 50. 3-3 with a 390 ERA. 62 in the third innings, 57 strikeouts, 21 walks. The righty's 0-2, and Haley lines it back up the middle for it to just be snared by the pitcher, Yinger. There have been so many moments that are just all encapsulating of the Iron Pigs' offensive woes for the past week. And pitcher making a play like that is just another one. Perhaps even better would have been that even if Yinger doesn't catch that, second baseman Lantigue was positioned perfectly to snare it anyways. So no matter how hard Haley hit that baseball, it was going to be an out. First pitch to Trevor Schwecke. He ropes it on a line towards left, and that will find grass for a base hit in front of Perdoa in left. Trevor Schwecke with his first hit back with the Iron Pigs. He's boarded first, and Matt Crew comes to the plate representing the tying run here. Croon has popped second, also flat out to right. Yinger thrown for the first time this week, one of the few relief arms who hasn't thrown yet. First pitch is down and away to Croon, ball one. Yinger, right-handed pitcher, set at the chest, is 1-0, up and in on Croon, bends back out of the way, ball two. Yinger last threw on September 1st, Sunday against Durham, scoreless inning, one strikeout. 2-0, Croon takes just up and in, ball three, a little flinch by the catcher McDowell. I'm surprised he didn't end up challenging that, that's the way he felt. I think it did miss. 3-0 on Croon. The pitch. Fastball up and in, ball four. For the first time tonight, the Iron Pigs have two runners on base at the same time. I didn't know you could do that. Nice change of pace for the Pigs. First and second, one out. Carlos De La Cruz up next. De La Cruz with another hit tonight, 1-for-2. He's got a hit in three consecutive ball games, tying his season-long hitting streak with the Iron Pigs. First and second, one out, top of the seventh. From the pitch to De La Cruz, fastball on the outside corner, 0-1. De La Cruz with an absolute missile of a homer last night. Two-run shot capped that five-run fourth inning for the Pigs. Ended up being the winning runs. 0-1. Fastball up and in. 1-1. 1-1. David Cruz late on the heater, fouls it off on the right field side. 1-2. One and two on Carlos De La Cruz. 2-1, one out, and the pitch late on the heater again. Fouls it off. Long looking from Yinger. McDowell gives him his sign. Comes ready. 1-2 pitch. And De La Cruz, a bouncer over to third, back of the bag. Palmigiani gloves it, steps on third for one, long throw across. And De La Cruz able to beat it. Slow developing there for Palmigiani. It was a high chopper back at third. Had to wait for it to come down to him. Did well to get the one out at third, get the lead runner as he beat Schwecki with the bag. But he had to throw on the run, couldn't set his feet. He did set his feet. That just wasn't a very good throw. Didn't get a whole lot on it. Just had a little bit of trouble coming across the base. De La Cruz legs it out. Crew moves into second. De La Cruz now at first. Aramis Garcia, the hitter, swings the first pitch. Fouls it back. Up and out of play. 0-1. Garcia 0-2 has grounded out, also struck out. 0-1. In the dirt, straight through the legs of McDowell, squirts away to his left, runners take off, and that'll be a wild pitch. No play, Croon advances to third. De La Cruz up to second base, and now the Iron Pigs can tie the game with a base hit. One and one on Garcia. Iron Pigs still just two hits tonight. Pitch, Aramis takes up and away. Ball two. And imagine if this comes down to Diego Gonzalez on deck. Two one, and Garcia pops it out of play down the right field side. 2-2. Aramis wants to do this all on his own though. Been a crying season for Aramis. The ups and downs offensively, mostly downs. After what was a stellar campaign last year, just hasn't been able to put it together. One good final month, though. Maybe a little bit of hope going into the next season. 2-2 in the dirt, and what a scoop by Max McDowell. Short hopped on him, and somehow he just picked it with the glove. Keeps the runners put, second and third. Full count on Garcia. Nine-hole hitter Gonzalez on deck. 3-2 pitch, and Aramis with a fly ball shallow left. Out goes the shortstop, Kasevich, over the shoulder. He makes the catch. Had just enough time to get out there, turn his shoulders just a bit back towards second, make that easier on himself. Puts it away, and the Iron Pigs turned away here in the seventh. First chance of the runner in scoring position. Go away scoreless. Go to the bottom of the seventh. Time to stretch. Still 2-0 Buffalo here at the Iron Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Now get out of the park this season with Burke's Hot Dogs at Coca-Cola Park. Burke's is proud to be the one and only official hot dog of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Made with 100% premium cuts of beef and pork, the finest seasonings and spices, and no fillers or byproducts, Burke's has been the number one hot dog of the Lehigh Valley for over 90 years. Whether you're at the stadium, on the grill, or at the beach, don't buy a hot dog unless it's a Burke's. Visit us at burkesfoods.com. Burke's, the official hot dog of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
Ever wonder where your energy comes from? And what impact it has on the planet and your wallet? We're IGS Energy. We make it easy for you to source the energy that's best for you. Manage your impact and protect the systems that keep your home comfortable. Because one smart, simple switch can make a world of difference. Choose IGS Energy and let's go green for good. Visit IGS.com to learn more.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Why does it always say paper jam when there's no paper jam?
Hi there.
Who are you and why are you in our office space?
I'm Sot, your friendly copier helper guy. There you go. You're all set.
Whoa, Sai, that was awesome.
Thanks. Better service is on the horizon with Cyan Sky Copiers.
Cyan Sky Service. They hit it out of the park. If you need help with your office copiers and printers, call Cyan Sky today or find them at cyanskycopiers.com.
Hope you got a good stretch in. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Iron Pigs trailing the Buffalo Bisons 2-0. Andrew Bellotti will try to keep it at just that 2-0 deficit. Pigs got their first chance with a runner in scoring position at the top of the inning, but Aramis Garcia's pop out to shallow left. Couldn't find any real estate. Shortstop Josh Savich, really nice play. Tyrone Garcia. First pitch from Andrew Bellotti is inside to Damiano Parmigiani, almost hitting him. All one. Bellotti taking over for Jonah DePoto, who had trouble hitting batters. He hit two of them, one in the fifth, one in the sixth, but didn't allow a hit nor a run, one walk. No strikeouts, and scoreless inning and two-thirds appearance. 1-0 slider misses inside from Bellotti. Ball two. Bellotti throwing for the first time this week. First time here in September. Last throw on the 31st back on Saturday in Syracuse. One inning, one run, two hits. No walks, one strikeout. 2-0. Parmigiani, a hard grounder. Foul, though, down the left field line. 2-1. Bellotti 4-2 with a 5.26 ERA this season. 38 strikeouts, 30 walks. Making his team leading appearance here. Bellotti now up to 41 on the season. Right hand pitcher 6-1, 190. Delivers home to Parmigiani 0-2 today. The pitch, Parmigiani a high chopper. Foul again on the third base side. 2-2. Down the way. Bellotti misses. Full count. Two on Parmigiani. He takes his timeout. Three-two pitch. And Bellotti misses way inside. Ball four. And unfortunately for Bellotti, you can typically tell pretty quickly whether or not it's going to be a good outing for him. And a lot of it comes down to that first batter. Case the first batter here, the command's not exactly evident. Nick Raposo next hitter, man at first, nobody out. Bellotti down the hill, fastball snags the inside corner, 0-1. Raposo 0-1 today, he walked in the third inning. He's got multi-hit games in both games here in the series. 0-1 to count. Bellotti set at the chest. Pitch. Fastball way high. 1-1. Bellotti had made three consecutive scoreless appearances before allowing a run. His last time out. It was a half-decent month of August. Opponents only hit 130 against Andrew for the month. 1-1, Raposo stings a changeup up the middle. Line drive into center, base hit. Parmigiani up to second. Raposo is safe first. Got a hit in every game of this series now. First and second, nobody out for the Bisons for a second consecutive inning. First and second, nobody out for Max McDowell, the nine-hole hitter. I wouldn't be surprised if they ask him to bunt. Tirada hit into a 5-3 double play back in the sixth. Maybe they just ask McDowell to lay one down. He does square the pitch from Bellotti. McDowell, a perfect bunt down the third base side. Kennedy charges, barehands it, throws to first, gets McDowell with time to spare. McDowell out of sacrifice. Successful, though, as Palmigiani goes to third, Raposo up to second. Second and third, one away. Top of the order, Stewart Baroa next up. Baroa 0-for-2, was hit by a pitch his last time up. We'll see how the Pigs want to play this defensively. You bring the infield in, something that squeaks through, makes it a four-run game. They do bring the infield in, trying to be aggressive. And the pitch to Baroa, change up low, ball one. 1-0 on Stewart Baroa. 2-0 Bisons. Bottom of the seventh, Buffalo threatening. The 1-0 pitch, changeup line down towards deep right center field. On the run, Kroon, it's over his head, and it goes all the way to the wall. Both runs will score. Baroa on his way to third. The relay throw is late as Gonzalez dropped it, then tried to huck it there. Baroa beats it by a pretty good margin, and it's a two-run triple for Stewart Baroa, and the Bisons double their lead here. It's now 4-0 Buffalo. Missed on that first changeup down low, and Bellotti went right back to it, and Baroa was all over it. So he drives into it with a triple. The infield will stay in for the Iron Pigs, with Rafael Vantigua coming up and a man at third base. Trying to keep this game within arm's reach. Slam territory. Pitch from Bellotti to Lantigua in the dirt. Slider misses, ball one. Bellotti stares in towards home to get his sign. And the pitch. Lantigua, a chopper to third. Kennedy has it, fires to the plate. Here comes Baroa, and he's out by a mile. Contact play was on for the Bisons there, and Baroa is hosed to the plate by about 5 feet. Lantigua saved it first in the fielder's choice, and it stays a 4-0 game. Iron Pigs still trail it. A nice play by Kennedy, and for Baroa, yes, he got thrown out by a mile. But with contact play on, that's your initial instinct. And then also, Kennedy fielded that ball right next to third base. So even if Baroa goes back to the bag, he's going to get tagged out, which if it happens quickly enough, pitch Alan Roden is down low, all one. That could turn into a double play with Lantigua at first if Kennedy acts quickly. Instead, fielder's choice at the plates, Lantigua safe first. Alan Roden 0-for-2 today with a hit by pitch, stands in. And first in the 1-0, fastball just clips the outside corner. 1-1. And Roden's actually going to challenge it, and upon review, he got the challenge wrong. So, call stands, 1-1. One and one on Alan Roden. Bellotti deals. Runner takes off, and Roden fouls the pitch off. One and two. One and two on Alan Roden. At first, now 4-0 Bisons, bottom of the seventh. Bellotti delivers home, and change up in the dirt, blocked by Garcia. 2-2. Two and two on Roden. Bellotti takes a look over at first as he comes set. 2-2 pitch. Roden takes inside. Full count. Runner will be off from first. That's Lantigua. Hall will play behind him with the lefty Roden at the plate. And now Pilotti steps off as Roden steps out. Three-two, fouled away by Roden. First goes Lantigua. Three and two still on Roden. Bellotti's next payoff pitch, and Roden rips it by Hall at first and down the right field line. This is going to be trouble all the way into the corner, racing around third, coming in to score Lantigua. Roden on his way to second. He'll stop there with an RBI double, and it's 5-0 Bisons in seven. Three-run frame here off of Andrew Bellotti. Roden with just a smash inside the bag at first, even with Hall playing behind the runner. Didn't make a difference. Roden drives in another. Let's see if that's it for Bellotti. Don't know if the Pigs bullpen has been up. Doesn't matter. He's going to stay in. Josh Kosevich next to hit. 1-for-2 today. An RBI single back in the fourth. Drove in the first run of the game. Bellotti's pitch. Slider down and away. Ball one. One-oh pitch. Fastball way outside. Ball two. Two and oh on Josh Kosevich. 5-0 Bisons, bottom of the seventh. Bellotti kicks and delivers, and fastball at the knees. 2-1. Two and one, Kosevich, pitch, inside, 3-1. Phillies have just taken a 4-0 lead, though, on the Marlins. Cody Clemens with a two-run double down the left field line. It's great to see. Cody with some big hits already since he's been the September call-up, homered in Toronto. 3-1, Kosevich with a line drive right center, Kroon over to it, center fielder. Able to make the catch, retire Kosevich, and finally end the inning. Bisons score three times, open up a 5-0 lead. We're on to the eighth here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Now get out of the park this season with Burke's Hot Dogs at Coca-Cola Park. Burke's is proud to be the one and only official hot dog of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Made with 100% premium cuts of beef and pork, the finest seasonings and spices, and no fillers or byproducts, Burke's has been the number one hot dog of the Lehigh Valley for over 90 years. Whether you're at the stadium, on the grill, or at the beach, don't buy a hot dog unless it's a Burke's. Visit us at burkesfoods.com. Burke's, the official hot dog of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
Happy 811 Day. Are you planting a tree or installing a fence? Call 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. It's your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Eastern Lift Truck Company is your source for new, used, and rental forklifts, as well as parts and service for all makes and models of material handling equipment. With 18 mid-Atlantic locations, the company is staffed with professionals ready to respond to your material handling needs. As an authorized Hyster and Yale forklift dealership, Eastern Lift Truck Company also provides dock and door, sales and service, Rail King Mobile railcar movers, German-built Mafia yard trucks, Polaris Pro XD UTVs, and Gem Electric low-speed vehicles. Call 856-746-4742 or visit EasternLiftTruck.com. When Iron Pigs fans need to care for their dogs, they know they can turn to Leader of the Pack Canine Institute. Their award-winning facility provides the best boarding, training, daycare, and grooming in the Lehigh Valley. Trust professionals at Leader of the Pack Canine Institute to care for your pet during your next trip, or even watch your dog while you're away with Leader of the Pack's live webcams. Join the pack at LOPCI.com or call 610-366-8282. Franchises are now available.
Top of the eighth, Iron Pigs got their work cut out for them even a little bit more now after Andrew Bellotti allows three runs in the bottom of the seventh. Diego Gonzalez leads it off here in the top of the eighth. Pigs down 5-0. Takes the first pitch fastball from Hayden Yinger a little bit high, ball one. 9-1-2 due up. Yinger left two on in the seventh. 1-0 slider down and away, ball two. Gonzalez 1-for-2, including his first Triple-A hit back in the sixth. Sure, they saved that baseball for him. 2-0 pitch, way high. Sails from Yinger, a little changeup that just took off. Goes all the way to the backstop, all three. Phillies have, or the Iron Pigs rather, have added an extra outfielder. Won't get here until tomorrow. That's Marcus Lee Sang from Reading. 3-0. Slider on the outside corner, 3-1. Lee Sang has spent the entire year with Reading, part of last year as well. So he'll be some outfield depth. Left-handed hitter, 3-1. Gonzalez checks his swing. Cutter outside. They'll appeal out to first, and they say that Gonzalez held up. So Diego's on pace for the second time today. Diego Gonzalez is one of two Iron Pigs to have reached base twice. Only him and Trevor Schwecke. Who'da thunk? Top of the order, David Dahl hits. Man at first, nobody out. Pitch from Yinger up high, ball one. And out to the mound goes the catcher McDowell to chat with Yinger. It's the first time in a little bit that Yinger has gone multiple innings. So maybe he's just uncomfortable for the second up here. Conversation on the mound over. And now the pitching coach is going to join them. So I guess this means that Buffalo is going to get somebody loose in the bullpen. This is just buying them extra time. Me on the mound, Jerns. One and zero on David Dahl. David 0-for-3 tonight. Two strikeouts as well as a 4-6-3 double play. He rips this one foul down the first base line into the netting. 1-1. One and one on David Dahl. And first, nobody out. The pitch from Yinger, and Dahl swings and misses. Change up down and away. 1-2. Dahl fights it off. Take off the outside corner. Diego Gonzalez over at first. Nobody out. Top of the eighth. Iron Pigs down 5-0. The pitch. Fastball way high. 2-2. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up down low. Dahl can't lay off. Yinger his first strikeout out of the bullpen. First out in the eighth. Brings up Buddy Kennedy. Buddy 0-for-2 has struck out, flied out, also walked. Bitch. Fastball on the outside corner, 0-1. Iron Pigs in danger of getting shut out for a third time in 4 days. Kennedy takes a slider just below the knees, 1-1. Kennedy checks his swing again, change up low. Catcher McDowell's going to challenge it though. Is that right? It clipped the bottom of the zone. Both teams down to their final challenge. So if Buffalo loses this, that's it. If they don't, they win it. Call of returned, 1-2. One and two on Buddy Kennedy. Zala's at first in the pitch. Buddy swings and misses, tied up inside. Good running pitch by Yinger. Back-to-back punch outs. Two gone. Coming into the eighth inning, the Iron Pigs had played 34 innings since Sunday. They've only scored in one of them. 33 scoreless innings. That's going to be all for Hayden Yinger. Casey Candel out to the mound, takes the ball from him. Bisons go to the bullpen here with two outs at the top of the eighth. And at first, they lead 5-0. We're back about 60 seconds. So the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
During National Truck Driver Appreciation Week, the American Trucking Associations would like to thank our nation's 3.5 million truckers who always go the extra mile for us. Thank you, truckers, for moving America forward and driving an estimated 320 billion miles each year to power our economy. To join in ATA's celebration this week and thank a trucker in your life, be sure to post using the hashtags ThankATrucker and NTDA23.
The scoreboard. Our hopes and dreams rest on the outcome. But it doesn't show the sacrifice it takes to win or the pain of accepting defeat. Because the real score isn't about points. It's about how many times you come back from impossible odds. Here for all the moments that matter. The name trusted for over 80 years and accepted by top doctors and specialists. Capital Blue Cross. Live fearless.
Riverview Country Club is set along the scenic Delaware River Corridor, just 2 miles north of Easton in Forks Township. Riverview's 18-hole championship golf course has established itself as one of the area's premier public golf facilities. Riverview offers 5 sets of tees for golfers of all levels to enjoy this course, complete with bent grass landing areas and bluegrass fairways. Its consistent great course conditions and beautiful panoramic views make Riverview a must-play course. Plus, Riverview Country Club has a pro shop that is well-stocked with the latest golf equipment and apparel to keep you looking sharp and on top of your game. Riverview Country Club also boasts the Villa on the Green, a beautiful banquet facility that is the perfect place to host your next corporate meeting or event. For more information on the course, season passes, to book an event, or book your tee time, call 610-559-9700. That's 610-559-9700, or visit them at riverviewcountryclub.com. That's riverviewcountryclub.com. Come see what makes Riverview Country Club the premier facility in the area.
Still at the top of the eighth, Mason Fluharty is on for the Bisons, replacing Hayden Yinger. His first pitch is a slider in for a strike on Derek Hall. 5-0 Bisons, top of the eighth. Yinger done after an inning and 2/3. Pitch is outside to Hall. Diego Gonzalez is taking off for second, and the throw is late. Diego Gonzalez feeling himself. He's been on base twice, and after walking here earlier in the inning, he decides to steal second on the lefty Fluharty on the mound. Only live once, Diego. Go, Diego, go. 1-1 on Derek Hall. Left on left matchup. Fluharty crossfire set. The pitch home. Slider down and away. 2-1. Fluharty's 51st appearance. 5-4. 3.84 ERA. 61 innings. I struck out 68. Walking 23. The guy, personally, I think we'll probably see in the Blue Jays bullpen next year. 2-1. Fastball sticks on the outside corner. 2-2. Two and two on Hall, 0-3 tonight. 3 pop-ups in the pitch. Checked his swing, called strike 3. Outside corner. Fluharty dices the outside edge, strikes him out. Strands Gonzalez out at second. And the inning over. Go to the last of the eight. 5-0 Buffalo in the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
There is no better place to get your high school senior portraits than Digital Photographic Imaging, an award-winning studio located at 1321 North 18th Street in Allentown. Studio, outdoor, and on-location sitting options are available. Check them out on the web at allentownphotography.com or give them a call at 484-268-1082. Whether it's high school senior portraits, prom or reunion, banquet or trade show, Digital Photographic Imaging will be able to capture moments for a lifetime. Digital Photographic Imaging, the official photographer of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
If you are looking for retirement living that includes all of your home maintenance and is filled with resort-style services and amenities, look at Morningstar Living's Lifestyle Communities in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. When you live at a Morningstar Living community, you have everything you need for all of your retirement years. Visit www.morningstarliving.org to learn more about the region's premier retirement living solutions.
Home half of the eighth inning, Iron Pigs still trailing the Buffalo Bisons 5-0. Strand a runner in scoring position at the top of the inning. Just the third plate appearance they've had tonight with a runner in scoring position. And it's on the verge of being shut out for a third time in four games. Junior Marte makes his return to the Iron Pigs bullpen, options late last week by the Phillies back to Lehigh Valley. Marte, his 16th appearance for the Pigs, 1-0 record with a 5.63 ERA. 16 innings, has struck out 14, walking 9. Marte last threw for the Phillies against Atlanta on August 31st. Allowed a run on 2 hits, 2 innings. 1 walk, no strikeouts. So Marte on, we'll try to send this game to the 9th. The Pigs still just down 5. Marte flamethrowing righty has Kasevich, Tirada, Class A do up in the 8th. First pitch to Kasevich is fouled back. 95 down the middle. 0-1. A 1 pitch. Splitter poked the other way. That'll dunk in shallow right for a base hit. Off the end of the bat. Kasevich just goes down and gets it, barely nicking it, and he still floats it into the right field grass for a single. It's 2-for-3 tonight. Brings up actually what was. Check that. Riley Tirada led off the inning. Josh Kasevich did not. That was Riley Tirada singling the other way. Kasevich, who was retired to end the inning on a flyout to center, forgot to mark that down. First pitch to Jonathan Classe has come on and missed 0-1. It's been a bad night all around. Broadcasters and Iron Pigs alike. And at first, nobody outs. Classe 1-for-3 tonight with an RBI double. Switch hitter batting left. The 0-1 sinker down and away. 1-1. Marte crossfire set is 1-1 pitch, and Classe swings and misses. Pitch was down and in. 1-1. Classe, a bouncing ball towards first. Hall in the cut of the grass has it. Throws to second. 1. Return throw to first. Not in time. Actually goes right by Hall and into the camera well. So Classe is going to end up being awarded second. I think that's going to be an error on Jim Haley. Third error for Jim this week. throw looked like it was on target. I don't know. Maybe I'll see the replay here. What happened? Why Hall didn't catch that? Yeah, that throw was off target a little to the right. And I think Hall was scared of getting his hand caught with the runner passe going by. So fielder's choice and E6 puts Classe out at second base. 1 away for Damiano Parmigiani. Parmigiani 0-2, walked and scored, leading off in the 7th. 5-0 Bisons, bomb the 8th. Pitch. Parmigiani fouls it away, 0-1. Parmigiani takes a fastball down the middle. 0-2. On Parmigiani. Marte advances out to second base, gets the leg high, down the slope. He misses outside. 1-2. Parmigiani takes a slider low, 2-2. On Parmigiani. 5-0 Bisons, bottom 8, the pitch. Parmigiani, a grounder foul, third base side. Series continues tomorrow. Iron Pigs will more than likely looking to bounce back. Being shut out right now, 5-0. Alan Rangel makes the spot start for the Pigs, more than likely coming with a bullpen game. James Caprellian starts for the Bisons, their first true starter since Tuesday. Two pitch. Slider outside, full count. Three and two on Parmigiani. Classe still out in second. Marte's payoff pitch and the fastball called strike three at the knees. Parmigiani out looking. It's been challenged though. He thinks it was low. And see what ABS has to say about this call. And upon review, yep, it was low. Because if you go against the Iron Pigs at this point, it will. The universe right now is conspiring to make everything that the Iron Pigs do as hard as possible. First and second, one out. Brings up Nick Raposo. Raposo 1-for-2. Single and scored last inning. Boy, could Marte use a ground ball double play and get out of this. Two on, one out. Pitch to Raposo. Ground ball up the middle to his left. Shortstop Haley smothers it on the dive. He's able to flip to second for one out to Gonzalez. And that's going to be all he gets. Actually, he doesn't get anything. They're going to call him safe. And the bases are loaded with one out. See how they score that. I think it'll end up being an infield single. Not really sure there's any other way to score it. So everybody's safe. This is loaded for the Bisons, and Junior Marte caught in a maelstrom of Murphy's Law. Overturned strike three call. Bouncing ball up the middle that Heisen's beat out for an infield single. Good job by Haley just to keep it on the infield, but it was a little bit of a double clutch that cost him. So the bases are loaded now for Max McDowell. McDowell 0-2, dropped out a sack bunt his last time up. Five nothing Bisons, bottom of the eighth. Marte delivers, and sinker on the outside corner, 0-1. One of McDowell's closed off stance from the right side. Marte delivers, and McDowell, a high chopper to short, backing up, and it Haley gloves deep in the hole, throws to second, and they get the force. Good job by Haley just to get one. That was a tricky play in a tricky spot. Classe does come in to score to make it 6-0. Parmigiani over the third. Raposo forced out at second. McDowell credit him with an RBI on fielder's choice. At the top of the order now for Stuart Baroa and the corners. Two outs, men at the corners. The pitch to Stuart Baroa. He pops it up down the left field line. Sneak back into the seats. 0-1. Phillies leading the Marlins 5-0 down in Miami. And a pretty cool moment now as Florida native Max Lazar is now on to pitch for the Phillies in the 7th. He's probably got a whole lot of friends and family there. He was from northern Florida, though, as opposed to the Miami area, if I'm remembering correctly. 0-1, and Baroa bouncing ball up the middle by the dive of Haley. Deflects off his glove into center, a base hit. Coming in to score. Palmigiani stopping at second. McDowell and Baroa, his third RBI of the game. He's driven in 3 in the past 2 innings. It's now 7-0 Bisons. First and second, 2 gone still. Rafael Antigua coming up next. Antigua 1-for-4 with a double, a couple of runs scored. Pitch from Marte, sinker in for a strike, 0-1. So all the Pigs really have left to play for in the 9th is avoid being shut out for a third time in 4 games. I was doing research earlier this season for the last back-to-back shutouts for the Pigs. 0-1, Marte fires it all the way to the backstop. It was first and third, so now McDowell comes in to score, and it's 8-0 Bisons. Second goes Baroa. Second straight 3-run inning for Buffalo as they blow this one open. Did come across the fact that the Pigs have had many an instance of getting shut out 3 times in 4 games. When they were shut out back-to-back. Seems to be they come in bunches. 1-1 to Lantigua. Popped in the air out towards right. Daily Cruz started to step back. Now comes a couple of steps in. Makes the catch. Tires Lantigua and the inning over, but Buffalo pulls away in this one. They score 3 in the 8th. Make it 8-0. We go to the 9th. Pigs need 8 to tie it. 9 to take the lead. 8-0 Bisons here on the Pigs Radio Network. Presented by Ashley, largest furniture store brand in North America.
Chick-fil-A Whitehall is a proud sponsor of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Download a whole new way to Chick-fil-A with the Chick-fil-A One app. Earn points towards rewards with every qualifying purchase and save time on ordering ahead for curbside, pickup, drive-thru, and delivery. You can even place catering orders for your larger events through the app. Available now at the App Store and Google Play. Chick-fil-A Whitehall, it's always our pleasure to serve you.
Richmar Florist is the Lehigh Valley's premier floral company and has been since 1955. From weddings to funerals to corporate events, Richmar Florist does it all. Whether you know exactly what you want or you're in need of some creative magic, Richmar's talented and creative staff is ready to help you create the floral arrangement of your dreams. Give them a call today at 610-437-5588 or visit their website at richmarflorist.com. Richmar Florist is a proud sponsor of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, NASCAR, and the Lehigh Valley Phantoms.
Ever wonder where your energy comes from?
and what impact it has on the planet and your wallet? We're IGS Energy. We make it easy for you to source the energy that's best for you. Manage your impact and protect the systems that keep your home comfortable. Because one smart, simple switch can make a world of difference. Choose IGS Energy and let's go green for good. Visit IGS.com to learn more.
Hi, Iron Pigs fans. I'm Jim Solomon. I work in the LNG group at Air Products. I live in Lower Macungie Township, and I'm proud to support the Allentown Chamber of Commerce.
Air Products. Working here, living here, giving here.
There's so much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Home half of the ninth, Iron Pigs, or top half of the ninth, Iron Pigs trailing the Bisons 8-0. Mason Fluharty stays on to close this out for the Bisons. First pitch is a strike to Jim Haley. 0-1. Haley is going to challenge it, though. He thinks he might have missed. Why not? Can't take the challenge home with you. And upon review, Haley got it right. The pitch did miss. So ball one. Haley, Schwecki, Kroon do up for the Pigs. Trail 8-0. And trying to at least get a run here. Avoid getting shut out for a third time in four games. 1-0 from Fluharty, and Haley rips it deep down the left field line, hooking though, and it's foul. Just outside the foul pole. 1-1. One and one on Haley, 0-3 tonight. Grounded out, struck out, and lined back to the pitcher. 1-1. Haley takes up high. 2-1. Fluharty came on to end the eighth, striking out Derek Hall looking. Iron Pigs have now struck out 9 times tonight. 2-1 breaking ball on the outside half to Haley. 2-2. Iron Pigs pitching, on the other hand, has only struck out 2 hitters. They've walked 4, given up 9 hits. 2-2. Haley takes up and away. Full count. Three and two on Haley. And again, a weird thing, just like it was on Tuesday, the base runners concentrated on a couple of guys. 3-2, Haley gets under it and hits it high in the air to shallow left. Stuart Baroa comes waiting on in. It's under it, makes the catch. 1 out. Trevor Schwecki next. Schwecki, one of those guys, has been on base twice. Walk and a single. Diego Gonzalez, also a walk and a single. Takes in danger of getting 3 hits again. 3 hits tonight. Pitch to Schwecki. Takes a breaking ball just down and in. Ball 1. 1-0 on Trevor Schwecki. Walked in the second, rounded back to the mound in the fifth, singled in the seventh. Right-handed hitter, hands held high, Fluharty delivers. Breaking ball up and away. Ball 2. Two and oh on Schwecki. Fluharty from the belt, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball down and in. 2-1. Eight nothing Bisons. Top of the ninth. 2-1. Another swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. Schwecki can't lay off. 2-2. One out, top of the ninth. Iron Pigs down 8-0. Mason Fluharty. Southpaw delivers home, and Schwecki fouls it off. Catcher McDowell. 2-2. 2-2 pitch. Schwecke takes just up and in. And Flew-Hardy, either him or McDowell called for the challenge themselves. In either case, it's going to be challenged. Looks like that might have caught top of the zone. And Buffalo will lose their last challenge here. As they try to challenge that high pitch, ends up being confirmed high, about an inch. Full count on Schwecke. Three-two pitch. Schwecke fouls another one off. Fastball up and away. Able to spoil it. Full count on Schwecke. One out, top of the ninth. 8-0 Bisons. Pitch from Flew-Hardy, and Schwecke finally down on strikes. Chase down and in. Flew-Hardy wears away at him. Two gone, and the final hope for the Iron Pigs will be Matt Crew. Hearn takes ball one. 1-0. Flew-Hardy working quick. The pitch. In for a strike. 1-1. Ball back, toes the rubber. It's 1-1. Crew swings and misses. Down the count, 1-2. Pigs down for their final strike. Flew-Hardy ready. His 1-2 pitch, and Crew a chopper up the middle. Second baseman Lantigua is there. He gloves it, throws to first, retires Crew, and the ball game is over. Iron Pigs shut out for a third time in four games. Over their past 36 innings, they have scored in just one of them. The final tonight, it's the Buffalo Bisons 8 and the Iron Pigs 0. Give you totals and a recap now, is since we're online only tonight, no Staybridge Suites Allentown Bethlehem Airport postgame show, so your postgame show will be this right here, right now. Final line score for the Bisons, 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They end up leaving, numbers to tabulate, 6 on base. Iron Pigs, no runs, 3 hits, 2 errors. They only strand 6 on base, going over 3. Runners in scoring position. The losing pitcher ends up being Colby Allard. Not much Colby can do there as the Pigs don't score tonight. He falls to 3-8. The winning pitcher has not been established yet for the Bisons, but I would expect it to be Paxton Schultz, through 3 innings scoreless out of the bullpen, and was the pitcher of record when the Bisons took the lead in the bottom of the 4th. Schultz, call him our winner. He will improve to 5-3 on the season. No save required here. We started at 6:07. We finished at 8:59 or 8:49. Time of game, 2 hours and 42 minutes in front of 3,916 on Thursday night up at Salem Field, Buffalo, New York. With the loss, the Pigs are now 63-69 on the season, 29-29 overall in the second half. They are now 30-33 on the road, and they have lost 2 of 3 here this week. The Bisons, 61-73 overall, 24-36 in the second half, 34-32 at home, and they've now taken 2 of 3 to begin this series. Series continues tomorrow, where we'll be back on Fox Sports Radio from Lehigh Valley, 94.7 FM and 12:30 AM. Tomorrow, first pitch 6:05 again. Alan Rangel, 0-2 with a 6.61 ERA for the Pigs. He'll be going up against James Caprellian for the Bisons. Caprellian 1-4 with an 8.31 ERA. First pitch again, 6:05. Pre-game show will hit the airwaves at 5:35. Back on our normal home of Fox Sports Radio in the Lehigh Valley at 94.7 FM and 12:30 AM in Easton. How about do it for our time together here tonight, actually, as there's no more portion of the broadcast to go on. Big thanks from me to you for finding us here in this dark little corner of the interwebs known as Stream Guys for Iron Pigs Baseball. Happy to be back on the radio tomorrow when there's no football, thankfully, but we will be back here on Stream Guys on Saturday and Sunday with more Lehigh football and then NFL football on Sunday as well. So big thanks from me to you for tuning in, making us a part of your night. Talk to you tomorrow. Your final scores: Pigs getting shut out for a third time in 4 games. Bisons 8, Iron Pigs nothing. Talk to you tomorrow for game 4 of the series. Till then, I'm Sam Jelinek. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Talk to you tomorrow here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.